Baghdad, where the morning call to prayer was punctuated by bomb blasts. A series of attacks has left at least 80 people dead and more than 150 others wounded. The blasts come despite the latest security campaign in the capital, as CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick found out in today's sectarian thicket, telling Friend from Foes especially tough for U.S. troops and the Iraqis they're training.
Once they confirm that the target is there, we move out.
These Iraqi National Police want to arrest a suspect.
He's making IEDs and teaching people how.
Major Ryan King's part of a U.S. training team that discovers the suspect may actually be a coalition informant who's being targeted by National Police under the influence of Shiite militias. Major Jeffrey Lopez calls the raid off.
A lot of times, you can't be 100% that the target that you're going after is a good guy or a bad guy. It just depends on whose camp you're in.
An important part of these soldiers' job will be determining who's being targeted for sectarian revenge and putting a stop to it. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
With thousands more U.S. troops headed for Iraq as part of President Bush's escalation, there is a critical need to provide better protection for vulnerable Humvees. Live to CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano with details.
Roadside bombs have killed and wounded more American troops than enemy fire, with some 1,200 such attacks each month. Enter Frag Kit 5, the latest Humvee armor upgrade program. Trouble is, the unexpected deployment of 20,000 more troops has created an urgent need now for 2,000 Humvees with the new armor. And there is a new roadside bomb, the EFP. Explosively formed penetrators has entered the battlefield, beefing up the need, even with no guarantees. The Army's problem, the upgrade program won't be completed till July, and the troops are going in now. Reporting live, Lou Miliano, CBS News.
Well, the U.S. military claims it's found evidence that Iran is supplying Iraqi insurgents with these deadly weapons, but there are skeptics. Let's go live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
The U.S. points to intelligence tracing deadly armor-piercing bombs to Iran. These charges resonate in the congressional debate on the war. Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd.
I'm very nervous about what the groundwork being laid here as a premise for military action in Iran.
Also on CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Trent Lott downplayed the tensions with Iran.
I don't think the American people ought to be concerned that some precipitous action is fixing to occur.
Tehran this morning rejects U.S. accusations that it is arming the insurgents in Iraq. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Last night, the recording industry honored its own, and as CBS's Steve Futterman reports, the Grammy Awards proved to be a revival for one group whose politics overshadowed their performing.
The Dixie Chicks.
At one time, they were a country music favorite. Then in 2003, the Dixie Chicks made comments critical of President Bush, and everything changed. They were banned by numerous country stations. Sales of their records dropped. It's been more than 3 years. Last night, a triumphant return.
The record of the year goes to the Dixie Chicks.
The Dixie Chicks won 5 Grammys and swept the top 3 awards, Record, Song, and Album of the Year, lead singer Natalie Maines.
I think people are using their freedom of speech here tonight.
There were other winners.
Carrie Underwood.
Former American Idol winner Carrie Underwood was named Best New Artist. The Red Hot Chili Peppers won 4 Grammys. R&B star Mary J. Blige won 3. And there was some nostalgia as well. The show opened with a reunion by the Police. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
4 past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Gas prices on the rise. The Lundberg survey says the cost of that gas tank gold edged up 4 cents a gallon on average over the past 3 weeks as the price of crude oil rose.
Gasoline prices had been falling dramatically, but in the last 3 weeks they turned upward by 4 cents. Self-serve regular is now $2.22 on average.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg says here in Colorado, the average is $2.12. State Senate Judiciary Committee is set to hold a hearing today on a tough anti-abortion bill. Senate Bill 143 would ban all abortions except to save the life of the mother. Republican State Senator Scott Renfro is the bill's sponsor.
There's nothing more important than protecting life in my mind.
Not even Renfro admits this measure is DOA in the Democratic-controlled legislature. State lawmakers start debating a measure today to allow the owners of small taverns to pay an extra $500 for their liquor licenses to get an exemption from the statewide smoking ban. And tobacco companies that worked out a multi-billion dollar settlement with Colorado and other states several years ago are now threatening to withhold part of Colorado's payment this year over a long-running dispute over how much they owe the state. The dispute could take nearly $21 million out of the state's expected $88 million payment, reducing funding for several health care programs. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, John. One minor issue. We had a car wreck on the ramp, a one-car wreck from Peoria to westbound I-70. It's not causing any significant slowing. That could be a little slick, though, on those ramps. Other than that, good start to the week. Nothing out of the ordinary. Just busy traffic already on southbound 25 through Thornton, North Glen. And in the high country, light snow already falling over the Vail Pass as the latest winter weather approaches the metro. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, morning clouds and flurries.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must must-see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
Quarter of four comes hard.
All right, what about you, Turk? What's the longest you can sleep in on the weekend?
Usually about 10 o'clock is the absolute latest I can sleep in.
Man, you can make it till 10. Congratulations.
I'd like to stay in bed till like noon or 1 sometimes, but the kids just don't allow me to do that.
Well, I'd like to stay in bed 24 hours a day.
Maybe we could do the show.
Is that a sign of depression? All right. Gee, I don't even know what to start out with this morning because there's so much going on. Let's acknowledge a few things. First of all, how about the Dixie Chicks?
Yeah, isn't that great?
That is great. I like them a lot.
They won, what, five
yep.
awards?
Isn't that great?
The Grammy people saying basically, frick you to the Bush administration.
Well, mainly Nashville and country radio.
Yeah.
So everybody can get on the horn today and call the Wolf and KYGO and go, okay, please play the Dixie Chicks. You know, I never understood that on the part of country radio or country audiences.
Why there's this gung-ho flag-waving America?
No, why they were down on their case. So they made a statement about Bush. Big deal.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Other country singers have done that, I think.
What difference does it make?
Yeah.
And I believe Bob Dylan won something, too. Although I don't see it on here. But I believe Bob Dylan won something. John Mayer won. So I didn't see the awards. I watched Barack Obama on 60 Minutes last night. And then after that was over with, I went to sleep.
Yeah, what'd you think of that? I saw some of that. I didn't catch all of it.
Oh, excuse me. What I think? I think that he did an excellent job. I think he did an excellent job. And it also, how about Australian Prime Minister John Howard, who takes a shot at Barack Obama over his stance on the war? And, like, how many troops do the Australians have committed? Like 1,000? 1,200?
Yeah.
Something along those? You know, John Howard, shut the F up.
Well, you know, Obama came right back at him. You know, that's what I liked, is that he hit back.
Yeah, good for him. I'm glad he did.
You know, that was Bill Clinton's advice all the time. They hit you, you hit them back twice as hard. That was John Kerry's big mistake when the Swift boating.
Yeah, I agree. Good for Obama, though. Good for him for hitting back to John Howard. John Howard ought to keep his mouth shut. John Howard's in for a tough re-election in Australia. And the Australians have virtually no commitment to Iraq.
No.
So
and the
why,
British,
why
the
is
British
like,
are getting out.
Yeah, so why is John Howard out, you know, sitting there mouthing off about Barack Obama? When there's plenty of other candidates to pick on.
Everybody, all the right-wingers are scared to death of this guy.
They are. You know, we should ask that question on the air. Why are they so scared?
Yeah.
What is it about this man that scares them to death? Just freaks them out. Makes them create smears.
Yeah, they started the smear before he even announced he was running for president.
You know, they single him out and snipe at him. I thought they were going to be scared of Hillary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are they all of a sudden scared of Barack?
I think they see.
Why does he frighten so many people?
They see the big mo.
What, the big momentum?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a challenge. He's got a challenge in raising money, and he's got a challenge in catching Hillary. But why are they so threatened by this guy? Why are they so scared by this guy? Why? Why are they scared? What freaks them out about Barack Obama? And I don't even want to even say race, because that I don't believe that that has anything to do with it.
No, I don't either.
I think they're scared of him because of his potential and his message.
Yeah, he's so different from everybody else.
But there's something about him that bothers them, all of them. Because they can't, you know, they can't wait to remind people that his middle name is Hussein, and that, you know, Ed Rogers, the political consultant, calls him Barack Hussein Obama. Never just says Senator Obama. Never says Barack Obama. What is it that it's like there's a wound there or something, and they have to keep poking at it all the time? I don't know.
That was a great announcement he made Saturday.
Yeah, I thought it was good in Springfield. There were about 17,000 people there. I'm partial to him. I've said that on the air already. But I wonder what it is that they just can't leave him alone. They've tried the Madrasa smear. They tried the real estate story. And that one never took off because there was nothing there. He bought a piece of property next to his house that had once belonged to a guy who is nefarious in Chicago. But he doesn't have any relations really with him. And so they tried those two things, and that didn't work. And who knows what else they're going to be on to.
And if they can't find something, they'll simply make it up.
Oh, the latest one is Stanley Crouch. Or Couch. I can't believe Crouch, I think. I'm not sure what his last name is. Anyway, he's a right-wing African-American guy. His latest thing is, he was shopping this around on Fox, I believe. His latest deal is that Barack Obama's not black enough.
Yeah, you know.
What? Where does that come from?
That's a holdover, I think, back from the 60s, when there was that kind of race police attitude that, you know, if you didn't grow up in the ghetto under the worst possible circumstances, then you had no business talking about the black experience, quote-unquote.
Yeah, I think you're right. But that's the latest one that's advanced about him. 303-713-7600 on this Monday morning, and I got four lines open. If you want to talk about Barack Obama's threat, if you want to talk about the reason that you feel that he's so threatening to the right wing and to Republicans, love to know what that story is, and why he seems to be that way, and why he seems to be like they're all over him, and basically want to try to strangle the baby in the cradle.
Yeah.
And man, have you ever heard them get out front this quick?
No.
On somebody?
No. Like you said, I figured they were going to go after Hillary, and I still think they're going to go after Hillary because, you know, this whole thing now where Bush is firing federal prosecutors
right
around the country. One of the ones he got rid of was the federal prosecutor in Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, in Little Rock, and gave it to a friend of Karl Rove.
Right. So I think they're going to start digging again, see if they can dig up any more Whitewater-type dirt on Hillary.
Well, good luck to him.
Yeah.
It's 6:19, 19 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Jay Marvin along with John M. And we'll take a look at our second look of traffic here this morning with Gina Michaels. And then take your calls if you want to talk about this, about why Barack Obama seems to be so threatening to the right wing. What is it about him that makes them so angry and so crazy, and that they just can't leave him alone? It's weird. He's not even the...
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at Esurance.com today.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
The only way to get 24/7, 365 NASCAR coverage is to get a Sirius satellite radio at your neighborhood Radio Shack. It's like being in the pit.
Get a free $30 shopping spree at the NASCAR.com Superstore when you buy a Sirius Sportster 4 and a 6-month prepaid Sirius subscription only at Radio Shack. And with Sirius, you also get 100% commercial-free music. Good through 22407. Must be activated by 31007. E-certificate for shopping spree available online only. Activation fees, taxes, and restrictions apply. Details in store.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc., and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner, call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Randy Kneebone Excavating and Trucking in Erie is proud to join in the fight against drug abuse. If you or someone you love has a problem with drug abuse, call 1-800-662-HELP. Help someone you love help themselves. This special reminder is courtesy of Randy Kneebone Excavating and Trucking in Erie. They're the professionals serving the area with top quality work, integrity, and dependability. For service or an estimate, call 303-210-5660.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate each Saturday from noon to 1 with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean's here to help you with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here from noon to 1 each Saturday.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
This Valentine's Day, give the number one selling portable GPS device in the world, TomTom One, the gift that never stops giving. Directions, that is. TomTom. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good for them. I love them. I love them. And they won in multiple categories last night, too. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. And I don't think I gave the weather. Chance of a rain or snow today. A high of 46. Tonight, a chance of snow and a low of 11. Tuesday, about a 50% chance of snow and a high only of 21. And then Tuesday night, a low of 2 degrees and a chance of snow. Chance of snow on Wednesday, chance of snow on Wednesday night, chance of snow on Thursday. Man. All right, we're talking about Barack Obama, and he's in, and he declared over the weekend, and why the right wing is so troubled by him. Here's something else I left out about him, and John Turk reminded me of this. Tucker Carlson, who is on MSNBC, conservative, on Obama's church, it's hard to call that Christianity. During the Obameter segment on the February 7th edition of MSNBC's Tucker, host Tucker Carlson criticized Senator Barack Obama, at this point a preemptive candidate for the 2008 Democratic presidential nomination, for being a member of a church that Carlson claimed sounds separatist to me and contradicts the basic tenets of Christianity, a subject Carlson said he was actually qualified to discuss. Carlson was referring to the black value system advocated by Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago, of which Obama's a member. A February 6 Chicago Tribune article reported that conservative critics have seized on the Trinity's 12-point black value system, especially the portion relating to middle-classness, as evidence that Obama is a divisive candidate who rejects mainstream American values and is primarily focused on the black community. Carlson pointed to the disavowal of the pursuit of middle-classness in the church's tenets, calling the church mission... This is disgusting. A racially exclusive theology and a theology that ministers to one group of people based on race. Carlson claimed Trinity's theology is racially exclusive and wrong, adding that it's hard to call that Christianity. Now, what does Carlson know about this church? I mean, has he ever been there? That's what I don't get. Has he ever been to this church? And all the years that I lived in Chicago, I never heard this. I never heard anything about this church being anti-Christian. And if the majority of their congregation is black because it's on the south side, what's wrong with a black values system? I don't totally comprehend that either. Wouldn't that be tantamount to serving your community? I don't know. Now the church has got a website you can go look at, and it doesn't seem to be too. Racially oriented to me. Here's what it says at their website about them. It says, we are a congregation which is unashamedly black. I don't know. Why is that a problem? Unapologetically Christian. Our roots in the black religious experience and tradition are deep, lasting, and permanent. We are an African-American people and remain true to our native land, the mother continent, the cradle of civilization. God has superintended our pilgrimage through the days of slavery, the days of segregation, and the long night of racism. It is God who gives us the strength and courage to continuously address injustices. As people, as a congregation, we constantly affirm our trust in God through cultural expression and black worship service and ministry which addresses the black community. Well, they're in the black community. Now, here's what they talk about. You know what their number one thing is? Okay, this is their 12-point program in which Tucker Carlson felt comfortable to go after. The number one thing is a commitment to God. All right, if you're religious, is that's universal, right? I mean, most churches, synagogues, mosques, they all have a commitment to God. Commitment to the black community. Well, that would be the black community that they're in. Commitment to the black family. Well, conservatives have long complained that African-American households lack family structure, even though they overlook the fact there's a large black middle class in this country. Dedications to pursuit of education. Is that racially motivated? Dedication to the pursuit of excellence. I don't think anybody would find anything wrong with that. Adherence to the black work ethic. Anybody find anything wrong with that? I mean, wasn't Governor Bill Owens just recently complaining about that not too long ago before he left office? Commitment to self-discipline and self-respect. We could all use a little bit of that. Disavowal of the pursuit of middle classness. Pledge to make the fruits of all developing and acquired skills available to the black community. Pledge to allocate regularly a portion of personal resources for strengthening and supporting black institutions. Pledge allegiance to all black leadership who espouse and embrace the black value system. And personal commitment to embrace the black value system. Now, if that's too racially motivated, and too one-sided, then Tucker Carlson has every right to go after that, but then I find it strange that he never says, or I haven't heard him say, anything about right-wing Christians, evangelical right-wing Christians. But they're in a, if you look at the location of the church, and I don't know how many of you know Chicago, but I do. It's at 400 West 95th Street. 95th Street would be on the south side. And that would be, they would be in the black community. So, what's wrong with supporting the community that you're in? What's the problem there? Why is that suddenly a problem for Mr. Carlson? By the way, most of us do not pledge middle classness. The American value, the American system is to get rich. And try to get as much money as you can. And nobody really wants to be middle class. What they really want to be is they want to be upper class. They want to be rich.
Well, that's the great job that Republicans, the con job Republicans have done, is convincing blue collar America that they too can become rich if they'll just vote for Republicans.
Right. Most of us want that. Most of us never get it, but we want it. We aspire to it. We try. You're in a country where anybody can succeed, basically, given the right set of circumstances. All right. We'll come back. We'll take your calls. It's 303-713-7600, and I got two lines open. And if you want to talk about why Barack Obama poses such a big threat and why so early on these people are absolutely out of their frickin' minds about this guy, I have, they are.
Yeah.
They're just around the bend about him. And they put all these rumors in the media.
He's not black enough.
No, they're hatchet-jobbing him. But you know what? He's standing up to it. Oh, the other thing I wanted to comment real quick, too, about him. If you saw him last night in 60 Minutes, how about this? He and his wife are dressed in jeans.
Yeah.
She has a simple top on. And he's dressed very simply. Wasn't that refreshing? And she says, she seems smarter than him.
Oh, she's tremendously
She says if anybody in America catches him smoking, okay, to call her. Catches him sneaking a cigarette.
I think he's trying the nicotine patch now.
Yeah, he is. That was a deal he made to run for the president. He quit smoking. 6:32 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. A normal buildup on the north side of town. Southbound 25 filling in from 104th to 84th, as is eastbound 270 from I-76 to York. That wreck we had on the ramp from Peoria to westbound I-70 is out of the way. And looks like your eastbound routes are starting to line up as well, primarily the Boulder Turnpike near Federal. Weather outlook today, morning clouds and flurries, followed by partly cloudy skies this afternoon, high of 42. Right now, mostly cloudy and 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health's Rocky Mountain Regional Trauma Center doctors and nurses care for thousands of severely injured patients with head trauma each year. They encourage.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights. Large corporate companies don't give you the best customer service or print when it comes to getting your digital images printed. Motophoto prides themselves on providing you with quality customer service and digital printing. Whether you need a simple 4x6, a large 30x40 print, or even a professional portrait, Motophoto will take care of it for you. Located on the corner of Colorado Boulevard and Mexico in Denver, on the corner of 2nd and Milwaukee in Cherry Creek, and the Village Shopping Center in Boulder. You can also check them out online at motocreation.com.
Mention this ad and receive 20 4x6 digital prints for just 12 cents. Stop by Moto Photo today.
Experience a good one. So do what Mary and I have done, and so many of our other friends. Go to Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet, rockiesautos.com. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike, and those 07s are on the lot.
Universal Pictures presents the new thriller, Breach.
I am much safer if you know little about me.
Inspired by the true story of FBI agent Robert Hansen.
He started spying for the Russians in 1985. He's a traitor, Eric.
Whose betrayal...
might be years before we truly know how many deaths he's been responsible for.
...is the greatest security breach in U.S. history.
Why don't we just arrest him?
Director Russell caught in the act.
Academy Award winner Chris Cooper, Ryan Phillippe, and Laura Linney.
What if he's smarter than I am?
He spent the last 20 years outthinking Russian spies. He's smarter than all of us.
This is the biggest case we've ever run.
Directed by Billy Ray, the director of Shattered Glass.
He knows the names of every source we've ever turned.
Everything we've all been paid to do, he's undoing it.
I am either insanely brave or quite insane. Take your pick. There's insanity in all the answers.
Breach. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:36, 36 minutes past the hour. There is snow all over the forecast. Chance of rain and snow today and a high of 46. Give it up, man. We're living in Alaska. Jay Marvin, John M., and John Turk, we're here to irritate you. Go to am760.net, vote on our poll question, which I'm not even sure what it is.
Look at me. I don't know.
And what else? Send us an instant message there, too. All right, Barack Obama, why is this guy so threatened the right wing? Let's go to Christian in Boulder. Christian, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Hi. Yeah, you know, well, first of all, I mean, the conservatives have been hijacked. We all know this. But the idea that, you know, that if you don't have an argument, the first thing you do is attack the person's character, you know, and smear them. I mean, you know, the stories that they've made up about him, the madrasas and all that. I mean, you know, they're pulling at straws. They're doing whatever they can to, you know, because he's articulate, he's intelligent, he's educated, and it scares them out of their wits. They don't know what to do.
And they just,
not only that,
they just keep repeating those stories over and over again, too.
But he also doesn't have the problem that Clinton and Edwards have, which is that he's a true anti-war candidate. In other words, anti-Iraq war. And he said so all along. He's a straight shooter. You know?
He said.
Never had to go back on is that he was running for president.
Yeah, he said.
And he said, I changed my mind.
He said about Iraq, I'm not opposed to all wars. I'm just opposed to dumb wars.
Right. And just like, you know, Howard Dean, you know, he's a guy who can think on his feet. He's funny. He's witty. The guy's got talent. I think he's got what it takes. Edward, I think, has a real problem.
What about Hillary? I don't like her stance on the war. And well, did you see that guy in New Hampshire that questioned her?
Yeah, I like that.
Well, she got
right
but, she, but yeah, she got angry though. Well,
yeah.
What'd she get angry
she
for?
She did. She got flustered, and that's going to be a problem for her. And I don't think $500 million is going to make up for the fact that she voted for the authorization, and she's going to get Swift voted. You know, they're going to attack her on that. Well, you know, you changed your mind. It's a problem.
Yeah, well, you know,
you don't think she can buy her way.
I think she can try, and I think she's going to sway certain voters. But I'm sorry, she's, you know, the war is the issue. It's the issue of the day. It has been since this whole thing started.
You know, I think it's great
this
the way
is how they've you know loved elections and done all this, you know, all this hoodwinking.
I think it's
what they do. They lie about wars, and they continue to say, well, you got to keep us in power now. You know, it's a scam.
All
Americans
right.
just keep falling for it.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. I don't think Americans keep falling for it. Because look at the polls. The polls don't indicate that you're right. The polls indicate that Americans know what the deal is.
Well, they do now. Yeah,
one of the things I think is great about Obama
is
he's kind of neutral.
Christian, yes. Do us a favor. Shh. Let John talk. Thank you.
Yeah, Obama's kind of neutralized that lack of experience rap on him by saying, okay, yeah, he doesn't have the experience that Hillary Clinton does, but he has the judgment because he was against this war from the get-go, whereas she was supporting it. So he's kind of neutralized that line of attack, I think.
You buy that, Christian?
Yeah, I do. I agree with it.
Let me ask you this. I'd like to ask other people this, too, in the 20 minutes we had left on this. And I'll ask you too, John. Do you buy this idea that people like John Edwards and others can come forward, and even Hillary Clinton, and they can say things like, well, if we knew then what we know now, we would have never voted for it. I made the wrong move. And in Hillary's case, when that guy in New Hampshire tried to ask her about it, she basically shifted it off onto President Bush. Do you guys buy all that? Or does that prejudice your vote against him?
It's a valid argument, but it's the way in which he responds to it, and it's the way that Edwards responded to it when he was questioned on Meet the Press. He looked at the table when he was answering the question. He couldn't look at, you know, either at the camera or at the interviewer. He was looking down and looking away, and you could tell he was conflicted about it.
All right, thanks.
Wrong and a bunch of other issues in my mind. But
yeah, I agree. Thank you, Christian.
And Hillary got angry. She got flustered.
Yep, she sure did. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Thanks for getting up early and being on the show. What do you think?
I think it's fascinating the way Hillary still refuses to admit she made a mistake. She says, Bush, the president's the one who made the mistake. She refuses to take responsibility for that vote.
Boy, I've asked this question on the air here before. Do you know one of the most difficult things for human beings to do is to say,
I made a mistake,
I screwed up. It's not only her. I mean, look at Bush. Look at everybody. I mean, do you like to come forward and go like, okay, I screwed up? I have a hard time with it. Do you?
No. I don't have a problem with it.
You don't?
No. But, you know.
So what are you saying? You're more well-adjusted than the rest of us?
No, I don't want to go into my recovery and all that, but it's something you learn, that you own up to your mistakes. Yeah. Everybody would be much healthier if they admitted their mistakes.
But if you're in political office, if you're in political office, do you get penalized for saying that you made a mistake? Do people hold that against you?
Boy, I'll tell you, the way every politician I've ever seen, for the most part, tap dances around, you know, mistakes were made, it seems to be the favorite line of politicians.
Well, how about I made a mistake? All right, here it's 6:43, 43 minutes past the hour. Here's Becky and Greeley. Becky, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, I make mistakes all the time.
Yeah, me too. Mostly on this show.
You know, I'm from the southwest side of Chicago, just got here a few years ago, and I still have a ton of family and friends back there. And I've been talking to them, and the general consensus between both conservative Democrats and Republicans about Obama seems to be this fear that because he belongs to this black church who, you know, God forbid, wants to see blacks advance in the community, is that he's going to turn, quote, ghetto if he gets in the White House.
Well, you know as well as I do that if you lived on the south side of Chicago, there are two south sides of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
There is the south side, which is where Obama lives, and Mary and myself, I mean, we lived on the edge of that, down around Polk Street off the loop. And then, you know, there's the far south side, which is majority white. And those folks have a tendency, even though they're Sox fans, and I used to be too, they have a tendency to be a tad bit racist.
Yeah, see, I'm from 99th and Western, so I am the south side there.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I said to my mom. I said, Mom, do you realize where this guy was educated at? And I said, this is an intelligent, well-spoken man who, oh, God, just happens to be half black. So what are we going to do? We're going to not vote for him and vote for somebody else because we're scared that, oh, no, he might have ties to the black community. God forbid.
But what does going ghetto mean?
You know.
He's going to be black? Uh-oh.
Yeah. God help us.
I'm scared the next president of the United States will go Caucasian.
I'm terrified of that. You know, I mean, what is he going to start? He's going to get into the White House and going to make the official language of the United States Ebonics? I doubt.
Yeah, or Swahili or something. I mean, I don't that whole thing. Or how about Richardson? Richardson is half Hispanic. So if he gets the nomination and he wins, then, what's going to happen? Are we going to have Cinco de Mayo as a national holiday?
You know, and it's so silly to me because I tried to make her see, you know, and she's not a racist in much thought, but she does have racist tendencies, I would say. But my thought to her was, hey, Ma, what about the millions of black people in this country that he might inspire to better themselves?
What about the millions
of white people?
Yeah, millions of Americans he might inspire to better themselves.
And I think that as a nation, we are so just fixated on this idea that you're white and I'm white and they're black and they're Hispanic. You know what? When it comes down to it, blood is blood, and red, white, and blue, to my knowledge, it's all the same, right?
Yeah, it means everybody. But why do you think the right wing is so bothered by him?
Because he's smart. He's the smartest candidate they've been up against in a while. And they can't seem to knock him down. I mean, like with Gore, Gore was very, very intelligent. But the problem with Gore is he'd been around long enough that they could pick apart things that he had said and people would believe it. Obama is, you know, fresh enough and new enough that he doesn't have a lot for them to pick apart, which is why they had to go to his childhood and pretend he had done something he hadn't.
Yeah, they couldn't find anything there, so they made it up.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, the Madrasa story will go down in the year 2007 as the great hoax along with the Nancy Pelosi airplane story.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, that's like, you know, but there's more coming, trust me. Becky, thanks.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Okay, you too. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. We're speculating here as to why the right wing why the right wing is driven crazy by Barack Obama, when I thought Hillary Clinton was like the Antichrist or the Annie Reagan.
She's got 666 tattooed on her scalp.
Or the Annie Giuliani. Is Hillary the Annie Rudy? Chris Matthews, we'll get into it tonight on Hardball. You know, we like our mayors. We like guys like Rendell and Giuliani.
Giuliani couldn't have gotten elected dog catcher on September 10th.
Oh, I know. And now they're going around going, oh, he was a great mayor and everybody loved him. Yeah, I know. I heard that. I heard it on MSNBC on, like, Friday night on Hardball.
Everybody I've ever known that lived in New York back then
hated him.
His nickname was Rudy the Nazi.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, they love this guy out in the suburbs. Ha-ha! Matthews. What a cartoon. 6:48, 48 minutes past the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
So far, so good. No weather problems here in the metro affecting your commute. Just busy Monday morning traffic on our highways north of I-70. Southbound and eastbound lanes really starting to pack in. Now, conditions are going to be more challenging in the high country. Snow falling at the Vail Pass. Chains required eastbound. Also have to chain up between Dillon and the tunnel. Again, only on those eastbound lanes. Patchy fog up north in Weld County affecting I-76. Weather today, morning clouds and flurries. Partly cloudy by this afternoon, though. High of 42. Tonight, cloudy, dense fog, snow showers moving in. Low of 15 right now, mostly cloudy and 35. I'm Tina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and get an 07 Escape for just $14.9. They sell them for less every day at Freeway, guaranteed. So get your 07 Escape today for just $14.9. Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Net, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-700-3013. That's 1-800-700-3013. 1-800-700-3013.
You're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf. Now, Steve, tell me about Roaring Twenties silver dollars and a free silver coin.
Yes, here's the scoop. The FFC is releasing rolls of vintage 1920s U.S. silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And you can examine rolls of these magnificent silver dollars risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. And vintage U.S. silver dollars are highly collectible. These are genuine silver dollars, the very last 90% pure silver dollars ever struck for circulation.
The Roaring Twenties silver dollar. It's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Of course, they don't even make coins out of silver anymore, but a handful were saved from extinction, and these silver dollars are becoming more sought after every day.
And I can get these risk-free. How?
I'd say call the FFC. If you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with your silver dollars.
Okay, folks, to get those silver dollars and that free silver coin, here's the number. 1-800-300-9035. 1-800-300-9035. Again, 1-800-300-9035.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You know, I'm not kidding about that, too. At 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour, the two most entertaining people on television today, and this shows you where my head's at, you know, do I watch CSI? Do I watch 24? No. The two most entertaining people on television, I think, are Chris Matthews, because he's a cartoon, and Jesse James, who is the host of the show that's in repeat, but he did it for like five seasons, Monster Garage.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're two of the most entertaining people on TV. I'd rather watch them than I would Katie Couric or anybody, or Lou Dobbs.
For some reason, I don't know, there's something about Katie Couric, I watch her, and it's like fingernails on a blackboard to me. I find her.
Tell us how you really feel about
annoying.
Her. All right, we're talking about Barack Obama, why the right wing's scared. Roy, here's Roy in Denver. Roy, you're on AM 760. Thank you for holding.
Hey, G, how you doing?
Hi, Roy, how are you?
Good. Hey, just first of all, real quick, it's really good to hear you back. I know you've been on for a while, but I was out of the country, so this is my first chance to listen to you again. So it's great to
thanks.
Hear you.
Oh, thanks.
Can you hear how svelte he is?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, real quick, I agree with everything everybody said, but I think it's a little more basic. I think Barack has the ability to put these guys out of business. I mean, they won't go away completely, but I think he seems to have the ability to really unite people. And we saw what happened in the last election, how people a lot of people turned away from the divisiveness. And if they can't sell the divisiveness, because that's all they've got, they're out of business. And I think he's got the ability to do that more than anybody. He can motivate young people. And, I mean, I just think the guy's great. So,
yeah,
in a nutshell.
I wonder about the public temperature. I wonder if the public, whether you're Democratic, independent, moderate Republican, as long as you're not within that 30% or 28% or 27% hardcore right, and even the ultra-left, too. I throw them in there, too. The ones who want confrontation, I wonder if the average public is sick of that, is tired of that.
Well, I know I am.
Like the Senate, for instance, or the House, for instance, debating a non-binding resolution. Damn it, do something.
Yeah, and then they wouldn't even let it come to a vote. So
yeah, I mean, do something. I mean, do something to stop this insanity.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's an ultra position that I'm taking there, or if the American public feels that way and that both parties in that respect are behind the curve.
Well, I think so. I tend to maybe be overly optimistic sometimes, but I'm just sick of all the divisiveness that goes on. And I mean, that's all these guys have to sell, is just hate somebody, find somebody to blame, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and they keep resting on the same stuff over and over again. I mean, if you saw Meet the Press, I think it was Meet the Press, or could have been this week, I can't remember, but whichever one that John Boehner was on, and he was debating, I mean, he was there discussing the Iraqi war with Steny Hoyer, and he just goes back to the same thing all the time. Well, what's your plan? What are you guys planning to do? Let's have a debate on cutting off the funding. It's like, stop with the talking points already and stop with all this crap, because American kids are dying. And I think Barack Obama is talking about all of us trying to reach out and find some place in the middle to park.
Yeah, and I think it's great. You know, I just got back from Europe, and I was in Hungary, so most everything was in Hungarian or German or whatever. And so the only news I really could get was BBC. And when you look at this country from afar, and you get that edge out of the reporting, you know, the
right.
Boy, we look pretty bad.
Well,
from the outside looking in.
Yeah, we do. We look bad sometimes from the inside.
Yeah, but even when you get away, we look really stupid. I mean, it's that simple. We just look really stupid. I mean, you could see the reporters and everyone just, well, I don't quite understand what's going on there, but, man, it isn't what the U.S. isn't what it used to be, you know? And so, like I said, I'm just overly optimistic, and I just think the guy can really put a dent in them and put them really out on the fringe.
All right, Roy. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate it. Do I have time to get him? Can I get to? All right, Terrell, you got 60 seconds, man. Go for it.
All right. The main reason why Barack Obama isn't liked is because, A, he isn't tied to big businesses, not yet. And he obviously don't have ties to failed companies in the past, because that's what obviously America respects. America respects if you messed up everything in your life and then you try to go for politics, they accept that. If you've done something else great in your life, they don't want to hear that. They want to hear about the things that they have on you versus other people. That's all they want to hear is an argument. And someone who's actually honest, who's a Christian, who's not a backstabber or anything like that, who's an actual true person to his word, America doesn't like that. That's not the way politicians are. Politicians are supposed to be, you know, liars. And that's what we like.
I don't know if we like that or not. I don't know if that's true or not, but we'll see.
We vote for it. That's what we ended up with.
Well, because we ended up getting sold that, but we'll see. We'll see if Barack Obama can break through that. Terrell, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Coming up, we'll talk to Pat Walk, chairman of the Democratic Party. We'll ask her about Bill Ritter and the union vote, and we'll get into some other things, too. So don't wander off.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-889-9671. That's 1-800-889-9671. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-889-9671.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The simple act of going to the market in Iraq, it can be tempting fate. Two car bombings at Baghdad markets today have taken around 80 lives.
In the morning, there was mortar fire. By midday, a series of explosions. Bombs ripped through markets, which are often the scene of deadly attacks. The violence didn't stop there. A gun battle was waged near the east bank of the Tigris River. All of this is more Iraqi forces head to the capital for security operations, seen by some as the last chance for ending the violence. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
Here at home, there's angry reaction to word that American troops in Iraq don't have enough armor to protect their vehicles from the new, more powerful bombs that are being used against them.
It's inexcusable and indefensible.
Massachusetts Congressman Martin Meehan's on the Armed Services Committee.
We still have less than the top quality equipment that our troops need.
The Washington Post says the Army's ramping up armor production, but the job may not be done before the summer. In Australia, Prime Minister John Howard, a strong war ally, stirred a hornet's nest by saying terrorists would be praying for Barack Obama to win the presidency. Obama favors setting a firm troop withdrawal deadline. At the Grammys, it was a clean sweep.
To win 5 of 5 is unbelievable.
Dixie chick Natalie Maines, after the group won every award it was up for, CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
The sweep by the Dixie Chicks will certainly be interpreted by some as a political statement by the Recording Academy. The Dixie Chicks have come under a great deal of criticism since they made critical remarks of President Bush several years ago. This is the first time a single performer or group has swept the top three awards since 2003 when Norah Jones won Record Album and Song of the Year.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers did almost as well as the Dixie Chicks, leaving with 4 Grammys. Mary J. Blige won 3. Well, a little nap now and then could be a lifesaver. Live to CBS's Lou Miliano. Lou, how's that?
Well, if you accept stress contributes to heart disease, then you're halfway there. A team of Greek and American researchers studied the lives of nearly 24,000 men and women, about half of them taking regular midday naps. They found among those who napped at least 3 times a week for at least 30 minutes or longer, their risk of dying from a heart attack was cut by 37%. Researchers say the afternoon siesta acts as a stress releaser, and there's already evidence stress is related to coronary mortality. Frank?
Need some snow? CBS's Kelly Wallace knows about this town in Oswego County, New York, that would love to give you some.
When your town is buried under nearly 12 feet of snow, you have to figure out what to do with it all. That's the challenge for parish's mayor, Leon Hegel.
Where do you just put all the snow? I mean, you keep getting it. What do you do with it?
Just keep pushing it wherever you can.
And the area could get another 6 inches today. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures down a fraction. This is CBS News.
What's the worst thing about buying a used car? Could it be the uncertainty of not knowing what you're really getting? Bingo. Now I have an answer. Honda certified used cars. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then is backed with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. Did the comfort level just go up in here? Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for limited warranty details.
So where do you two keep the books for your contracting business?
It's all up in the old noggin.
Yep, all our sales figures are right in his head.
I see. Does that concern you?
Not at all.
Every waking moment.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
We need that.
Are you sure? I got it all right here.
I'm sure.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at CompUSA, OfficeMax, or Circuit City.
Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The fallout continues from a contentious pro-union bill and Governor Bill Ritter's surprising veto of it. Democratic House Speaker Andrew Romanoff says he's disappointed that Ritter vetoed the bill. It would have made it easier for labor groups to form so-called closed shops. Ritter's now proposing a committee to help mend the rifts between labor and business. A state Senate committee scheduled to hear a proposal today making it a felony to perform abortions except for those to save the life of the mother. That measure is considered dead on arrival. Also today, another Senate committee is set to consider a bill that would raise the amount of money lawmakers from beyond the front range would get for their daily expenses. A Denver Democrat is proposing a bill aimed at enticing low-income students to go to college. Senator Chris Romer's bill would allow them to earn a high school diploma and associate's degree in 5 years, with the state paying for the summer classes, college courses, and counseling. And you may already be on the state Do Not Call list. Now, what about a do-not-mail list?
Every year in the United States, over 100 million trees are destroyed to create junk mail that we just throw away or recycle. And junk mail also creates over 340 million pounds of trash in Colorado alone.
Democratic State Rep. Sarah Ghilardi is proposing a state do-not-mail list that would reduce the amount of junk mail you get. She says charities, nonprofits, and others would be exempt from that list. She says each Coloradan gets 70 pounds of junk mail every year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. It's a pretty decent drive. We do have one wreck, though, Quebec at I-70. A couple of issues off the highway. Westbound Hamden is closed at Buckley due to a crash, and we have a two-car 24th at Quebec. And your Aurora commute starting to get crowded. Northbound 225, I lift to Alameda. Southbound approaching the Dayton Street Bridge. And if you're approaching Wadsworth on 6th Avenue either direction, now you may be surprised by a new configuration there. The far left lane narrows substantially. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, morning clouds and flurries, partly cloudy by afternoon, high of 42 today. Right now, mostly cloudy and 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and get an 07 Escape for just $14.9. They sell them for less every day at Freeway, guaranteed. So get your 07 Escape today for just $14.9. Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, get up to a $90 cash rebate with purchase of Continental or General Tires. That's right, up to $90 cash back. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service, only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 318-07.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, John M., John Turk. Today, chance of rain and snow and a high of 46, and there's snow throughout the forecast. Keyword to Mayor Hickenlooper, plow. Okay, let's talk to Pat Walk. She's the chairwoman of the Colorado Democratic Party. And we're going to talk to her about a number of things. Pat, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, good morning, Jay. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. It's been a busy weekend, but that's the way it is.
That's the way it always is with you. You're always out there and busy. All right, let's talk about some things. First of all, Nancy Pelosi's coming to town, right?
Absolutely. We're very, very excited about that. We worked very hard to convince her to come to Colorado, and she's going to be here March 3rd for our Jefferson Jackson Day dinner. Folks who would like to get tickets can go. The invitations actually went out on Friday, but you can go online to www.coloradodems.org, and if you're not sure what the registration online is up yet, but if not, you can print out the form and fax it in with your credit card and make sure you get a seat.
No, I didn't get an invitation.
Well, I am sure that you will get one.
Okay.
I don't know whether it'll arrive today or tomorrow, but Jay, you know how to find us.
No, I have no idea. I've never been there before. I wouldn't have any idea where you guys are located. Okay, I'll find you. I'll just come by and pay for it myself right off the bat and try to bring as many friends along as I can. All right, so she's coming to town, and if people want to find out more about that, they can go to the Colorado Democratic Party's website. Give that address again.
It's www.coloradodems.org. And of course, she's the Jefferson Jackson Day dinner is at the end of our big state central committee meeting where we'll be electing new officers. And of course, I'm running for chair again for another 2 years.
How do we support you and get involved in that?
Well, I don't know that you can unless you're already a member to go. You know, and it's really the state central committee itself. And you know, what I was busy doing this weekend, I was in Jefferson County, Arapahoe County, and Elbert County, attending their reorganizations. And that's what we're all so busy right now. We have a very small window when the counties reorganize. So hopefully, I don't have any stated opposition right now, or announced opposition, so hopefully it'll stay that way. All of my officers are running for re-election, and I don't think anybody, either we're crazy and nobody wants the job, or we've done such a formidable job, everybody's ready to keep us there. I don't know quite what it is, but right now all of the officers are running unopposed.
Oh, that's good. Well, you know what? I think you've been great, and I hope you easily win re-election. What about this talk that I've heard about moving the caucus dates up?
Well, we did. You know, I just was emailing back and forth with Speaker of the House, the House Majority Leader, Alice Madden, this morning. What's happened is that, a few years back we all talked about a Western primary, trying to get more attention in the West to what was going on. And there was a big move in the Democratic National Committee to approve a February 5th primary. Well, what happened was the DNC decided to go another direction. Instead, they approved one more early caucus, which we bid on and lost. Nevada got that caucus, and one more early primary, and that's South Carolina. So basically, in January 2008, you'll see happening Iowa, Nevada, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. But that didn't stop the Western states. You know, we've been pretty vocal lately, as most people know. So what's happened is Utah, New Mexico, and Arizona have already moved up either their caucus or their primary to February 5th. And I know that Montana and Wyoming are looking at it. So we have actually been urging the legislature to move the caucus. We won't do a primary, but move the first caucuses, which is the precinct caucuses, to February 5th. And I'm hoping that legislation is going to move through without any arguments or anything. I just think what it does is it makes sure that those presidential candidates just don't bypass us. If they're coming out to the West to campaign, then they come to Colorado, too, and they spend their money in Colorado. Even California is talking about moving up to the 5th. So there could be a regional thrust out here, and we want to be part of that.
But, boy, we're getting started earlier and earlier and earlier and earlier.
Jay, I just came back from the DNC meeting a couple weeks ago, and the whole winter meeting was 10 candidates proposing to run for president. And you're absolutely right. You look at what's going on there. Well, some of them have been raising money for quite some time, so... And some of them have been in the state already. I mean, I think almost all the presidential candidates have been into Colorado in the last 2 years since I've been chair. So it is earlier and earlier and earlier, and I think that's in part because you've got to raise enough money, first of all, which means you have to get out in front of everybody else. You have to narrow the field. You have 10 candidates out there right now. That'll winnow down. Probably as people go out and find out whether they can raise money or not.
Yeah, Pat, the problem I see with all this, these front-loading these primaries and the fact that it's starting earlier and earlier is the candidates who don't have the big money are penalized. They're almost out of the race early on.
Well, you know, you're right and to some extent, but you can also make the argument that if you have more lead time, that means that you have to be out there working in all of the states early on. You've got to have money to do that, but it gives more time to do the kind of grassroots politics that a lot of us like, you know, where you're out there, as opposed to a compressed time frame where you have just a few months and it becomes just a total media campaign instead. So I think there are pros and cons on each side. But the real important thing is that people have a chance to see who's running and who these people are. I keep saying what's inside the suit, you know, who they really are, and on top of that, whether they're going to be listening to what folks say are the real issues out there.
7:15, it's 15 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Pat Walk, chairman of the Democratic Party, or chairwoman, on the line with us. Okay, I'm not going to ask you who you're endorsing or backing.
No, I can't say that.
No, you can't say that, but does Hillary have a lock on this, do you think?
I don't think so. What was interesting at the DNC meeting is I think everybody gave very good presentations. They all talked too long, but they all gave good presentations. I think that she gave a very good presentation, but so did Obama, and so did Edwards, and so did Richardson. So I think those are the four that kind of rose to the top. But, you know, Joe Biden is a really good candidate. So is Chris Dodd. So are the others that are out there. So I think it's really too early to say anybody has the lock on it.
All right. One last question here. Bill Ritter and the union vote. Bill Ritter and 1072. Well, a lot of people are mad about that.
You know, it's been a really interesting thing sitting where I sit because I heard complaints from Democratic business people before the veto, and of course, you know, great concerns from our labor union folks afterwards. In fact, it was a huge topic of discussion, particularly in Jefferson County. We have, you know, strong union membership. You know, I don't know what to say. I think that I like Romanoff's idea that we create, you know, some kind of a coalition between business and labor so that they come together and they're in agreement before all this happens. I think that the governor was subject to really intense lobbying on both sides. You know, labor is very important to the Democratic Party. The business community is very important to the Democratic Party, and I think there's just a lot of people who, on both sides, who are unhappy right now.
Don't you think that the Governor Ritter perhaps was just trying to show that he's not a lockstep Democrat, that the Democrats can't count on him to for total support and everything they want?
You know, from my point of view, I don't even see it as necessarily Democratic versus Republican. I think that he was, and I haven't talked to him about this, so I'm speculating myself. I think he was surprised at the intensity of opposition to this bill. And he is a very thoughtful person who, you know, tries to look at both sides of it. And I just think he wasn't ready to sign this bill yet. And we just, on both sides have to do a lot more work to make sure that we don't put anybody in this position again. I know there are legislators who are very unhappy, and there are some who seem to understand what was going on. I think it's really unfortunate that this is the first, you know, in the first month or two of his administration that we're faced with something like this. But hopefully, you know, the session's not over, and if we can get this coalition together, maybe we can come up with something he can sign.
Yeah, let's hope so. Pat, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it. People want more information, give out the party's website.
www.coloradodems.org. And let me just say one more word for you too, Jay. We had already sold 750 tickets before we announced that Nancy Pelosi was coming. So if you want your tickets, you need to go and reserve them right away.
So what are you saying? I should come down there today after I get off?
Yeah.
You're not going to make any special allowances for me. No, I'm only kidding. I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm working off-site today, but, you know, you go in there and see Marsha or Sherry, or you just give them a call and tell them to hold a couple tickets.
I'll go down there and pay like everybody else.
Yes,
I'll be down there sometime between 11 and noon.
Okay, I'll let them know.
All right?
All right.
All right, I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
See
Bye.
You later. Bye. All right. I'm not going to ask for any special
privileges.
I go down there. I'm going, and that's all there is to it. Okay?
Great.
And I've got another dinner I'm going to, too, which is coming up. You know, I haven't said anything about this, and I need to say something about it. So let me just say something about it real quick here. I got a Democratic dinner coming up on February the 24th, and that's going to be the Carter Day dinner, I believe, and that's in Douglas County. And Representative Grace Napolitano is going to be there as the guest speaker, Congresswoman Grace Napolitano. We'll tell you more about that. If you want more information and want to go to this, the thing you need to do, really, is you need to call the Douglas County Democrats. And tickets for that, too, are running out quick. So you need to call them about that. And Mary and myself will be there. And we hope to see you there. And maybe we can all somehow get ourselves in a situation where we can all be sitting at the same table. So I want to plug that, too. And I'll talk more about this Douglas County Democratic dinner. I'll talk more about that.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights. Large corporate companies don't give you the best customer service or print when it comes to getting your digital images printed. Motophoto prides themselves on providing you with quality customer service and digital printing. Whether you need a simple 4x6, a large 30x40 print, or even a professional portrait, Motophoto will take care of it for you. Located on the corner of Colorado Boulevard and Mexico in Denver, on the corner of 2nd and Milwaukee in Cherry Creek, and the Village Shopping Center in Boulder. You can also check them out online at motocreation.com. Mention this ad and receive 20 4x6 digital prints for just 12 cents. Stop by Motophoto today.
Call now, 1-800-349-6949, 1-800-349-6949.
Large corporate companies don't give you the best customer service or print when it comes to getting your digital images printed. Motophoto prides themselves on providing you with quality customer service and digital printing. Whether you need a simple 4x6, a large 30x40 print, or even a professional portrait, Motophoto will take care of it for you. Located on the corner of Colorado Boulevard and Mexico in Denver, on the corner of 2nd and Milwaukee in Cherry Creek, and the Village Shopping Center in Boulder. You can also check them out online at motocreation.com. Mention this ad and receive 20 4x6 digital prints for just 12 cents. Stop by Motophoto today.
Frank.
Franken.
On the next Al Franken show, it's a promo writer's paradise as Newsweek's Jonathan Alter, David K. Johnson from the New York Times, and edgy young comedian Norm Ornstein, who dares to say what we're all really thinking, stop by for a show that practically sells itself. Don't miss the show before the show before the final show. Next time on Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:24, 24 minutes after 7. If you look outside now, you can see it's already cloudy. We have a chance of rain or snow in the forecast today and a high of 46. And the chance of snow in the forecast is throughout the entire week. Tonight, it'll be about a 30% chance with a low of 11. Tomorrow, a 50% chance with a high only of 21. On Tuesday night, a chance of snow and a low of 2, which I don't understand how it snows when it's that cold, but I guess it does. Wednesday, 40, because they say the colder it gets, the harder it is. 40% chance of snow on Wednesday. Wednesday night, back down to a 30% chance. Thursday, a 10% chance. Thursday night, it should be clear, but then on Friday, we got a slight chance of snow again. Whew. As I said, in the 6 o'clock hour, we're living in Alaska here. What's the deal? That it just keeps snowing. I got a general question to ask you this morning at 303-713-7600. People in this country, and I don't have any statistics on this, but I know they're available. But I know if each of us looks into our own lives, if we each look into people that we know and people who are associated with us, don't all of us know of somebody who has cheated on their significant other? And I'm talking primarily on their wives, on their girlfriends, on their boyfriends, on their husbands. That goes on all the time. Look at these two love triangle stories that were in the news here recently. The one about the astronaut, which is extremely hard to understand, and I still think she's got mental problems. And then the shooting situation up in Greeley. That was another one. So we know this stuff goes on. Now, how do you look at people who cheat? Here's the reason I ask. When Bill Clinton got caught, when that whole thing about Monica Lewinsky came out, there are a lot of people who are critical of him, and they still bring it up. And I guess here I am, I'm bringing it up. But this story has been in the national news now for 2 or 3, 4 days. The mayor of San Francisco, Mayor Gavin Newsom, opened his re-election on Sunday at his headquarters with another apology for an affair he had with the wife of a veteran aide. Newsom said he wanted to apologize to someone I care deeply about, Alex Tork, who resigned as Newsom's campaign manager after confronting the mayor about the affair with his wife. Newsom says, what I did was wrong, and for the rest of my life, I'm going to have to deal with it. Newsom told a room packed with hundreds of supporters. Now, Newsom, who's 39, admitted to the affair and days later announced he would enter counseling for alcohol use. On Sunday, he showed no sign of backing down from the race to get reelected in November. He said, I'm not going away. And, of course, that set off a huge, huge cheer. Newsom began attending treatment sessions this week at the Delaney Street Foundation, a program that does not rely on 12-step philosophy of Alcoholics Anonymous, but works to address the underlying reasons for excessive drinking. And Newsom's political rivals have questioned whether the mayor's personal problems have left him capable of doing his job. Here's the core question. Do you think that somebody who runs for public office, do you think their private life matters? Do you think it's an integral part of whether they can do the job or not? Can they be good at what they do and be a good, efficient mayor, senator, congressman, governor, As long as they don't break the law, as long as they're engaged with consenting adults, as long as they, because I'm not talking about a Mark Foley situation here, as long as they basically don't break any laws, is what they do in their private life, does it really matter? Now, the news media would make a case that you're a public figure, anything you do is fair game, so you know they're going to report it, but would it influence your vote? In other words, look what happened to Gary Hart. Here's a good example.
Well, part of Gary Hart's problem was he challenged the news media to follow him around.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is, because he got caught with Donna Rice, does that in any way, shape, or form reflect on whether he's able to do his job or not? Or do you buy this argument about moral character that you have to be quote unquote clean in order to do a decent job? In other words, I don't want to name any names here, but, well, all right, if we're in San Francisco and we both really liked Gavin Newsom, and then we found out that this went on, would that be enough to turn you away from voting for him? Or if somebody were running for senator in the state of Colorado in 08, and I am not talking about Mark Udall here, but just hypothetically, and that person got caught having a mistress or whatever the case would be, would you turn away from that person? Would you say, like, you know, I can't vote for him? Or would you say, well, wait a minute, what does that have to do with his or her ability to do the job and their credentials at doing the job?
You know, that's an excellent question, and boy, I don't know.
Because how many people in this country know somebody, and in this state and in this area, in this community, how many of us know somebody or people who have cheated?
Yeah.
How many of us know people who have had extramarital affairs or had affairs outside of relationships? Does that make them any worse? Does that make them any worse at their job? Does that make them any worse at their profession?
No, it doesn't. But at the same time, maybe it does call their judgment into question. It's a tough one. You know, I think I'd have to look at the whole picture.
I mean, I'm not condoning cheating.
Right.
I'm not condoning stepping out. It's not what I'm saying.
Then we're not talking about hitting on teenage pages.
No, you can't do anything illegal.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about anything illegal. But how about a guy or how about a woman? Things aren't so great at home. They meet somebody, they fall in love, or they think they've fallen in love, or whatever the case may be. Something happens. Then do you take like their ability and their track record and the things they have done? Do you just take that and throw it away? Do you, okay, you're out? Or do you say, to err is human?
Yeah.
Or do you run on the feeling of this? Do you run on the feeling of, okay, you know what? If they'll lie to the person they're married to, then they'll lie to you and I. But is that always the case? See, I wonder if there's anybody out there that's ever been caught up in this. And when I talk about being caught up in this, I'm talking about you're a good person. You're an upstanding person. Never done anything morally wrong in your life. Okay, maybe at one point in your life, you smoked a little dope. You got drunk occasionally. Okay, we've all done that.
Or in my case, a lot.
All right. Well, it's like the reporter last night on CBS in 60 Minutes talking to Barack Obama. Well, you smoked pot. You did, quote-unquote, blow. And I turned to Mary and said, yeah, but a lot of us have.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is you have something like this happen. You meet another person, and it's like, I don't know. Is there anybody out there who wants to talk, who could come forward and talk about this? Well, Ted Haggard would be an example, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was using a prostitute, though. See, that's the problem there, and there were drugs involved, allegedly, and that's illegal.
That was illicit activity.
That's illicit. That's illegal. That's not right.
Plus, he was you know, always out there espousing how homosexuality was
That's
bad.
Right. So that wouldn't work. What I want to talk about is Joe and Joanne Public is what I want to talk about. And I want to talk about somebody who has a whisk broom clean record, but gets caught in this situation. Then you just say, okay, that's it.
Good question.
All right, do we want moral people to do the job, or do we want efficient people to do the job? People who know what they're doing.
Or do we want moral and efficient people?
Or do we want both?
Or do we want immoral and efficient people?
I mean,
have now.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I hate to make the statement before we go to traffic, but I don't think Dick Cheney has ever cheated on Lynn, but I wouldn't call him the most moral person in the world. I'd call him one of the most amoral person in the world. And I don't know if George W. Bush has ever cheated on what's her name, Laura, but, you know, I don't think he's the most moral person in the world either.
Or efficient.
Yeah, or efficient. That's right. 7:35. It's 35 minutes past the hour. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. We will communicate telephonically shortly. Right now, traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. It's a pretty average commute. Right now we're wreck-free in our freeways. Just heavy rush hour traffic. I-25 southbound still stacked up either side of I-70 if you're trying to make that trek toward downtown. Peak volume as well on both eastbound 270 through Commerce City and the Boulder Turnpike, Federal to Pecos. Eastbound lanes of C-470 also loaded up now across Highlands Ranch. We do have Hamden reopened at Buckley from that crash. Weather outlook today, morning clouds and flurries, but we'll have partly cloudy skies by this afternoon, high of 42. Right now, mostly cloudy and 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Get the best value in Summit County on ski lessons in Arapaho Basin. Kids' full-day ski or board lessons are just $95.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $200 on your next trip. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. With the Orbits Feel the Love sale, win over your sweetheart by booking a trip and saving $200 to romantic places like Jamaica, Paris, or Maui. Feel the love by saving big on your next getaway. Just Orbits and go.
Save $200 on a qualifying Jamaica, Maui, or Paris flight plus hotel purchase for 5+ nights. Valid for travel 2/1 through 7/31/07. Book by 3/4/07. Subject to availability. See Orbitz.com for terms and conditions.
If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S. Regis, offices that work for you.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
Universal Pictures presents the new thriller, Breach.
I am much safer if you know a little about me.
Inspired by the true story of FBI agent Robert Hansen.
He started spying for the Russians in 1985. He's a traitor, Eric.
Whose betrayal
might be years before we truly know how many deaths he's been responsible for.
Is the greatest security breach in U.S. history.
Why don't we just arrest him?
Director Hansen caught me acting.
Academy Award winner Chris Cooper, Ryan Phillippe, and Laura Linney.
What if he's smarter than I am?
He spent the last 20 years out thinking Russian spies. He's smarter than all of us. This is the biggest case we've ever run.
Directed by Billy Ray, the director of Shattered Glass.
He knows the names of every source we've ever turned.
Everything we've all been paid to do, he's undoing it.
I am either insanely brave or quite insane. Take your pick. There's insanity in all the answers.
Breach. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday.
just brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This Valentine's Day, give the number one selling portable GPS device in the world, TomTom One, the gift that never stops giving. Directions, that is. TomTom, find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You're cheating hard.
Ooh, Hank Williams.
Will make you weep.
That's the son. I love Hank Williams. I really do. 7:39, 39 minutes after the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin asking like a social question here about if you found out, like if you were living in San Francisco and you found out that Gavin Newsom, the mayor, had cheated and had admitted that he'd done it, would you not vote for him? And if a candidate, how much does their personal life matter when they seek a public office? And this is a nonpartisan question. So wherever you sit politically, you can answer this one. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I wanted to say that, you know, if you look at Clinton or JFK and you'd rather have either of those guys in the White House right now than George Bush, then you're deciding that it doesn't matter. And I, you know, if the president can govern in a way that everybody has a job, a house, and a car, I'm not worried if he has a harem.
Well, you got to be careful about what you say, though, when it comes to JFK, because you got to remember, and I don't know if you were alive then or not, but you got to remember, if indeed he did have affairs on Jackie, we never knew about it. The public never knew about it. Those things were never covered. The same thing with Eisenhower, who allegedly was supposed to have had an affair with Kate Summersby, and nobody has any idea about that either, because that was not covered, and it was never leaked. Nowadays, if a candidate does that, and the media finds out about it, they'll blow it all over the first page.
Right, but I'd rather have JFK or Eisenhower in the White House right now with that than George Bush thinking that he's squeaky clean. And so I guess where I'm going is that, you know, the president, a lot of people want him to be a role model. They need to find another role model. His job is to do the best that he can to make sure that the country works in a way where we have jobs and we have food on the table and we have the ability to go somewhere, you know. And I'm just not worried about what does with his zipper as long as he's not getting people killed and spending our money on a war in Iraq or a war in Vietnam or, you know, anything else that really doesn't help anybody here.
All right, well, you bring up a good point. Should the President of the United States, or a senator, or a congressman, or congresswoman, should they be a role model?
And, you know, frankly, I think the answer is no. You have the past should be a role model and shouldn't be doing the Ted Haggard thing, but that's their job description. And if you want somebody who's a role model running the country, then you're going to rule out so many people. I mean, heck, if we weren't able to elect any politicians who had ever lied, you know, how would we run the country? That's not a good thing for a role model.
Well, you know what? Sadly, that's unfortunately pretty true. Josh, thank you. Appreciate the call.
You know, the dumbest question I ever heard during the 2000 campaign was, who would you rather sit in a bar and have a beer with, Al Gore or George Bush? I'm just like, what the hell does that matter?
No, I don't want to sit in a bar. I don't want to sit in a bar with anybody and have a beer and be friends with them. I want them to run the country.
Yeah.
Or I want them to represent the state.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in having a beer with them.
No.
I'm not interested in being friends with them.
No.
I want them to do their job. Now, if they happen to be a friendly person, then that's another story. But should they be a role model? Should the president of the United States, should a senator, should a congressman, should a mayor, should they be a role model?
Well, I think in some respects, like they should have integrity and honesty.
All right, so if they get caught cheating, then is that being a role model?
No.
It's not. So then they would flunk in your opinion.
Well, I would think less of them. But if they were doing a good job in office, I wouldn't want to see them kicked out. I mean, look at Bill Clinton.
Have you ever cheated?
Not on my current wife. Yeah, as a matter of fact, on my previous wife, that's kind of what ended my, that and the alcoholism, what ended my third marriage. But,
well, at least you're open and honest about it.
I had a two-year affair with a young woman.
All right, how did you get caught up in that? This is exactly, I don't think less of you because you just told me this. I don't think anybody listening thinks less of you. I don't think you should think less of yourself.
I do think less of myself. And,
well, how did you get caught up in that? Was it because you were drinking?
Yeah, I met her in a bar. She was a barfly, and, you know.
See, I've never cheated on Mary, and I never would, because I couldn't live life without her.
It drove me nuts. The whole two-year thing drove me nuts.
Yeah, see, I don't understand how people can do that.
Drove the girl nuts, drove my wife nuts. And it was just one of the most terrible things I ever did in my entire life. And I still have a certain degree of shame over it.
John in Laramie. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I think the basic problem is that the human race has always been just a big bag of hormones. And then at the top, you've got this tiny little brain that's trying to cope.
Good point.
No. Wait a minute. Speak for yourself and Mr. M, not for me.
Oh, you never look at another woman. Okay.
But wait a minute. Hold it a second. Looking and doing are two different things.
Yeah.
It's just like being on a diet. No, there's no law that says that you can't walk past the candy store, but you go in there and take a piece of candy, and then you're in trouble.
Yep.
Well, I'm not sure the hormones know the difference.
I've managed to stay out of trouble. There have been a lot of people that have managed to stay out of trouble.
I'll tell you the one thing I don't like about people having affairs is if I spot them doing it, because then I have to worry about what my responsibility is.
Well, somebody you know, yeah.
Yeah,
you know
do I tell the, usually yeah, the woman, yeah. Do I tell the woman about it?
No, I think you stay out of it.
Yeah,
that's one of the reasons why I don't have any friends.
That's a good rule.
Because I don't want to ever have to be in that position.
If you have a friend, you will be betrayed.
No, I just won't. I won't deal with that. All right, John. Thank you, man.
Okay. Bye.
No, I reject that idea that people can't control themselves. I mean, John Turk is the biggest gland I know, and he has never cheated on Stacy.
Yeah.
And never would.
No, it's not preordained.
Of course, you ever met Stacy?
Yeah.
She'd have his...
Yeah.
His set of reproductive, mounted on her wall. So he knows better than to screw around with that. 747. Okay, one line open at 303-713-7600. But you know what? Even though we say all of this here now, even though we're saying it, I bet you a grand that any major high-profile candidate that got caught, it would sink their chances.
Yeah, I think so. See, and I have more sympathy, having been in the same situation. I have a little more sympathy, but at the same time, it would definitely make me think less of somebody.
Podcasts or to vote on our poll, go to am760.net. To vote on the poll, go to the J. Marvin page. To podcast get a podcast of any part of the show, all you got to do is go there and download it. Right now, we'll go to Gina with traffic. We'll take more of your calls coming up.
We're still going to be in pretty good shape. We're just fighting slow conditions across the metro area. Definitely seeing that now on eastbound 6th Avenue, Sheridan up to the I-25 corridor. We have heavy conditions as well along westbound C-470 between Quincy and Morrison. And the only wreck we had was actually off the highway. Hamden has been reopened at Buckley, little two-car there. Weather outlook today, morning clouds and flurries, partly cloudy by this afternoon, high of 42. Tonight, cloudy, dense fog rolling in, some snow showers, low of 15. Right now, mostly cloudy and 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Get the best value in Summit County on ski lessons in Arapahoe Basin. Kids' full-day ski or board lessons are just $95.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty, and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
anywhere.
Take your calls and the latest news on The Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, get up to a $90 cash rebate with purchase of Continental or General tires. That's right, up to $90 cash back. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service, only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
Homeowners, if your resolution for 2007 is to save more money, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 50%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-448-8133. Quicken Loans could cut your mortgage payment up to 50% so you could make your money work harder. You could pay off high-interest credit card bills or increase your savings. Just call Quicken Loans at 800-448-8133. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you could cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 50%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-448-8133. That's 800-448-8133. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-448-8133.
749. No, actually, it's 750 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 50 minutes after the hour. Hey, Rockies has got 07s. Yep, they got 07s on the lot. I was just there this Friday and looked at the huge selection of vehicles they have there, and they've got 07s. They've got the largest selection of clean, lay-model vehicles of any dealership along the Front Range. And they got their matching down incentive going on right now, too, up to $1,500. So you put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. And the list of vehicles they got out there, it is endless. And the good people to see out there, it is endless. People like Marv Al Shear, Spanky Herrera, Fred Lebrato, Gerard Menard. The list just goes on and on. Spanky Herrera, over 100 people out there dedicated to make sure that your buying experience is really a good one. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. So if you're looking for an all-wheel, four-wheel, front-wheel, or an 07, they've got it. And the selection is huge. You've got to ride a golf cart to get around and look at all that stuff. I mean, that's how big it is. Rockies Autos. It's all at one convenient location, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Good folks, my friends, I want you to go out there. I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself, and I do go there, and I do buy from them, and you should too.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $200 on your next trip. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. With the Orbits Feel the Love sale, win over your sweetheart by booking a trip and saving $200 to romantic places like Jamaica, Paris, or Maui. Feel the love by saving big on your next getaway. Just Orbits and go.
Save $200 on a qualifying Jamaica, Maui, or Paris flight plus hotel purchase for 5 plus nights. Valid for travel 2-1 through 7-31-07. Book by 3-4-07. Subject to availability. See Orbits.com for terms and conditions.
This is Randy Rhodes. I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin, advocate, strong believer in modern medicine. 752, 52 minutes after the hour, the acoustic Zeppelin.
Lying.
Very nice.
Cheat.
Messing around every guy in town. Putting me down for thinking of someone new.
Messing around every guy in town. Was he singing about Ted Haggard? I don't know. I must be confused.
Cheap shot.
Game. You know what? This is really what I want to do in life. I just want to go sit out in the Clear Channel parking lot with Led Zeppelin going on the stereo and just attach a hose to the tailpipe of my car and let it go. You know what I'm saying? Let them find me a couple of weeks later underneath the snow. I'm going to, like, I can finally make Crex column. and get the news, get in the newspapers, because, you know, I can't get arrested unless I, you know, run down the street naked or something. Isn't this a great song?
Yeah. Very tasty.
It's gonna come. All right. I'll put away my hookah and we'll move on. We're talking here about cheating, and let's go back to the phones, and we go to Melanie in Denver. Melanie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm good for a Monday morning. I was calling because I think that it's how people answer for the things that they've done that gets them in more trouble than what they necessarily are in. For instance, Clinton, you know, the whole Monica Lewinsky thing, he just took it to such a far degree, cost everybody a lot of money, and, you know, in the end, he had his affair with her, and it would have been so much easier if he had just said, yep, I did, and I'm working on it with Hillary, enough said,
yeah.
Nobody else's business.
Yeah, that should have been it. That would have been it.
That should have been it. That would have been it, and you know what? I would have had a lot more. I would have been able to deal with that a lot more, but the more
okay.
he lied about it, the more upsetting it was. I have a vague recollection of the whole Gary Hart, Donna Rice thing, and my recollection of it was the same thing. There was denial, 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 when the reality is everybody knew what had happened. There was enough people that, you know, ultimately in the end, it was proven fact. Well, you know what? I don't like liars. I don't like people who can't just own up to their own issues. If you're a public figure, yes, you're going to be held up to a different standard than the rest of us.
Okay, so if a president, a senator, a congressman or woman, a mayor, male or female, if they get caught or somehow it comes out, and they come forward and they say to you, yeah, I did it, and now I'm trying to do something about it, you would accept that far faster than you would if they denied it and then later came out it was true.
Absolutely.
So it's how
without
they
a doubt.
So it's how they confront the issue.
Yes, because, you know, you were talking about the whole moral compass character issue earlier, and that extends to not only what they did, but how they handle it when they're found out. In fact, it's probably more how they handle it when they're found out.
Yeah.
And the whole define, what was it Clinton did? Define it, define is. That threw me over the edge. And, you know, that's taking it to such a degree that it didn't need to go to. And while I don't condone cheating, I have great contempt for people who do, I do also have a great capacity to forgive. And I think mankind has a great capacity to, but when you deny and you lie, that forgiveness takes a lot more to get to later on.
It takes a lot more effort. You're right. Melanie, thank you. Great call.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye.
Rick in Longmont. Rick, go ahead. You got about 60 seconds. Take it.
Yeah. First off, it's been a lot of, he cheating on her. It works both ways.
Oh, yeah, I acknowledge that. I think we've talked about that.
All right. The second thing is I have been cheated on, and I think it's an impulse control issue. And so I do have a problem with electing somebody that has problems controlling their impulses, especially if it's a continual deal. I guess I'd be less likely if it was kind of a one-time issue. But, well, even then, I still have a problem. It's that, well, why don't I just go ahead and take that money? Well, why don't I just go, well, this would be easier. I'll go ahead and do this instead of doing the right thing.
Well, do you think cheating, though, is in the same, you think it's in the same realm as stealing money?
I think it's that impulse to go, well, you know what? It's here. I'll just do it. It's that lack of impulse control.
Yeah, but a lot of people who steal, man, don't act on impulse. They plan that stuff out and they think about it before they do it.
Well, I know, but when you're presented with, say, a bribe, you're presented with, oh, I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine, even though it's not in the best interest of anybody else but yourself, that impulse, I mean, you have a lot of people's money and freedom and other things in your hands, and so I really have a great deal of difficulty with that.
All right. Thank you,
Thanks.
Rick. Appreciate it, man. Thanks. All right. Good things to think about. We'll continue.
Colorado. This is Randy Rhodes from Grand Junction to the eastern plains of Burlington, Fort Collins up north to Pueblo down south. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk Broadcasting in high definition. Hey, that's cool. Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0976. That's 1-800-400-0976. 1-800-400-0976.
AM 760
and
HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The perjury trial of former White House aide Louis Libby is back in session, and the defense is going on offense. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
Libby's lawyers hope to show that as the top aide to Vice President Cheney, he was busy on many fronts in 2003, and it's only natural that he forgot some of the details of conversations he had, that he wasn't lying when questioned by the FBI and a grand jury about when he found out about Valerie Plame Wilson being a CIA officer and whom he might have told. The defense lawyers hope to show that other witnesses don't have perfect memories about conversations related to the justification for the Iraq war.
In Iraq, a pair of marketplace bombings have taken around 80 lives. CBS's Cammie McCormick has that from Baghdad.
The explosions ripped through markets that have been targeted several times before. They sent a huge cloud of black smoke over the city, collapsed buildings, and set stores on fire. Ambulances and Iraqi police rushed to the scene. The attacks come as more Iraqi troops and police pour into the capital for security operations, and despite numerous checkpoints and combat outposts, which are manned by Iraqi and U.S. forces.
An Iraqi appeals court has sentenced one of Saddam Hussein's henchmen to death. It said the life sentence another court gave him was too lenient. The country music establishment may have turned on the Dixie Chicks when Natalie Maines ripped into President Bush, but the recording industry showed them some love last night, giving the Texas Trio 5 awards.
For the first time in my life, I'm speechless.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers won 4 Grammys. Mary J. Blige won 3.
This is the first time I've ever been up here to receive anything. And I thank you so much.
The Ku Klux Klan is making a comeback. CBS's Jim Krasula tells us why.
Ku Klux Klan Imperial Wizard Virgil Griffin says Klan membership is growing faster than any time in the past 40 years, in large part because of fears over illegal immigration. Griffin says, quote, people are tired of this mess. The illegal immigrants are taking this country over. The Klan hopes to increase its membership to wield more political influence.
Oswego County, New York is getting more snow today. This could be it for a while, but with 9 to 10 feet of snow covering some parts of the county, it's no time to put those shovels away. Space Shuttle astronaut Lisa Nowak still has friends, and some of them got together last night for a fundraising dinner at the restaurant Tony Bless Runs in Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Every American family, you know, has faced a crisis at one time or another. Now is the family of Lisa Nowak's crisis, and they're supporting her. They're beside her. And we, as friends of hers on the Space Coast, we stand behind her.
The dinner raised about $3,000 for Nowak's family. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up, down 15 points. NASDAQ's down 11. This is CBS News.
The morning commute. It's rarely pretty, but it can be tasty. It's as simple as popping a Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit into the microwave. In less than a minute, you're out the door and on your way, smiling over a mouthful of sausage, egg, and flaky biscuit. Yes, sirree. Compared to a good hot breakfast, gridlock traffic doesn't stand a chance. So do yourself a favor and look for Jimmy Dean biscuits inside your grocer's freezer. Because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
Appearing on DVD and Blu-ray disc, The Prestige. From the director of Batman Begins.
I'll work at that, bro.
Who's the greatest
magic trick I've ever seen.
Hugh Jackman.
I need to know how he does it.
Christian Bale.
You want the truth?
Michael Caine.
He has no truth.
It's real.
Scarlett Johansson.
No more secrets.
Secrets of my life.
Rolling Stone says you want to see it again the second it's over. The Prestige. Own it on DVD and Blu-ray this Tuesday, February 20th. Rated PG-13 for violence and disturbing images.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Gas prices on the rise. The Lundberg survey says the cost of that gas tank gold edged up 4 cents a gallon on average over the past 3 weeks as the price of crude oil rose.
Gasoline prices had been falling dramatically, but in the last 3 weeks, they turned upward by 4 cents. Self-serve regular is now $2.22 on average.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg says here in Colorado, the average is $2.12. State Senate Judiciary Committee is set to hold a hearing today on a tough anti-abortion bill. Senate Bill 143 would ban all abortions except to save the life of the mother. Republican State Senator Scott Renfro is the bill's sponsor.
There's nothing more important than protecting life in my mind.
Not even Renfro admits this measure is DOA in the Democratic-controlled legislature. State lawmakers start debating a measure today to allow the owners of small taverns to pay an extra $500 for their liquor licenses to get an exemption from the statewide smoking ban. And tobacco companies that worked out a multi-billion dollar settlement with Colorado and other states several years ago are now threatening to withhold part of Colorado's payment this year over a long-running dispute over how much they owe the state. The dispute could take nearly $21 million out of the state's expected $88 million payment, reducing funding for several health care programs. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Sean. Well, you can be thankful we have no major issues tying up your ride into work or school. Just slow conditions in all the usual areas. Southbound route still crowded, I-25 out of Thornton and North Glen and into downtown. 225 through the Tech Center. I-70 congested now eastbound around Brighton. It looks like your westbound lanes will be stacked up Havana to 270. We did have a crash involving a pedestrian at the intersection of Spear and 11th. Looks like it's been cleared out of the way. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, morning clouds and flurries turning partly cloudy by this afternoon, high of 42. Right now, under mostly cloudy skies, it's 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodations at...
This is Bill Winter. I'll be the MC on Saturday, February 24th, as the Douglas County Democrats welcome Congresswoman Grace Napolitano to our third annual Clinton-Carter dinner. For information, visit DouglasDemocrats.org or call 303-919-1804. Clinton-Carter dinner. For information, visit DouglasDemocrats.org or call 303-919-1804.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk. AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Do we have this song with the lyrics? Yeah, we need to hear this with the lyrics on a Monday morning at 8:07, 7 minutes after 8.
Riding down the street.
Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think we ought to go to a semi-music format.
I think so, too. Oh, here it is. Is this with the lyrics?
Play a song, have a little talk, play another song.
This is so cool. I love this song. Hit it.
See me driving down the street. I'm bored with looking good.
Great back, baby.
Isn't that great?
I got both hands off the wheel.
Yeah. Okay, does this make you want to, like, get a Chevy Lowrider Impala and cruise Colfax? Cruise the Fax?
I'm listening to the news.
Or Colorado Boulevard? And I want to get one of those ones. I want to get one of those cars that has, like, the air deals in front where it jumps.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen those?
Yeah, the hydraulics.
Yeah, the hydraulics.
You want spinners, too, on the wheels?
I want spinners on the wheel. I want the whole thing, man.
Well, I'm a punk rocker. Yes, I am.
Isn't that great? That song is, like, so cool.
Because I'm a punk rocker. Yes, I am. Well, I'm
at snow. High today, 46, about a 30% chance, and then a 30% chance of snow tonight, and then the snow just is in the forecast. It's just in the forecast and goes on forever. 50% chance of snow on Tuesday. 50% chance of snow on Tuesday night. They're going to declare John M's driveway a national emergency. Wednesday,
can I apply for federal aid?
Yeah, really. Wednesday, a 40% chance of snow. Wednesday night, a 30% chance of snow. Thursday, a 10% slight chance of snow. No chance of snow on Thursday night, but then a chance of snow on Friday. Slight chance.
Maybe if I declare war on myself, they'll send me 320 tons of crisp $100 bills.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe we should move to Buffalo.
Oh.
You know, can get a job. All right, if you're out of a job and you had no other place to go, would you go to Buffalo?
I would open my veins before I would go to Buffalo. I was born in Cleveland.
Well, that's your problem.
I would open my veins before I'd go to Cleveland.
I don't think Cleveland's such a bad town.
The mistake by the lake?
No, I don't think it was. Lake Cuyahoga?
No, Lake Erie.
Lake Erie? I don't
Cuyahoga think River, which caught fire.
Cuyahoga River, which caught fire. I don't think Cleveland's that bad.
Actually, you know, I was
really
there.
Not.
I was there 12 years ago, and I hadn't been there since I was a teenager. And, yeah, it was amazing how they had cleaned that place up. People actually were swimming in the Cuyahoga River.
I can't think of any place I really, that I really, really hate in the United States.
That you wouldn't consider living in.
Yeah, I can think of one town I would not consider living in.
Houston?
No.
No?
No. Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Never been to Milwaukee.
In the wintertime, the sun sets at 4 o'clock.
Ugh.
It is so gray.
Yeah, I turned down a job offer one time in Detroit because I just didn't like the weather up there.
Well, you're far different than I am.
Well, you know,
I'll take any job, any place anybody will offer me.
I grew up in Miami, and the only markets I ever
lived. Well, I grew up in Southern California, but I'll take a job. But I'll take a job any place anybody will give me.
Any place I ever lived. I lived in Miami, Honolulu, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and here.
What about Detroit or L.A.? Those are two cities I wouldn't want to live in.
Would I go to Detroit? I'd go to Detroit. I'd go to Los Angeles. I'd go to Detroit if I had to. I don't know how any of this is relevant to what's going on in the world today, but I, you know.
It was a nice sidetrack.
Yeah, we got distracted. That's what we're about here. We're about distractions, just like the administration. Okay. It's 8:11, 11 minutes after 8. Jay, stop that. Stop that partisan rhetoric right now. Stop that agenda.
No, more.
Okay, let's bring this topic up because it's in the Rocky Mountain News this morning, and here we go again. That's all I can say. Here we frickin' go again.
What?
During a literature class last week at the University of Colorado, students filled up two chalkboards with the definition of what queer means to them. The responses range from gay to one student associating the word with the old British people eating crumpets. A conservative group that is critical of what it sees as liberal bias in the college classroom gave the CU course, Introduction to Lesbian, Bisexual, and Gay Literature, a dishonorable mention in its recent Dirty Dozen project, which the group surveyed class titles and syllabus nationwide. The Young Americans Foundation said the course on its list are bizarre. You know, the first question I have is, number one, why aren't these people, the Young Americans for Freedom in Iraq, fighting?
Yeah, exactly. Put down your books, kids, and pick up your gun.
That's my first question. My second question is, what's so bizarre about teaching lesbian, bisexual, and gay literature?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
It's sort of a legitimate genre, isn't it?
Yeah, considering, what, up to 10% of people in the world are gay. It's a pretty sizable minority.
You know, the other thing, are there gay people who are conservative? I think there are.
Yeah, there's the was it the Lincoln?
Lincoln,
Logs.
No, not the Lincoln Logs.
Log Cabin.
Log
Cabin Republicans.
The Log Cabin Republicans.
The Lincoln Log Cabin Republicans.
Oh, boy. All right, we had a talk show host here once, Tom Kamm, who I worked with, was a member of that group. So why does anything that's immediately associated with gay and lesbians have to be quote-unquote liberal?
Yeah.
And would you object if you're... if your son or daughter took one of these classes?
No.
I wouldn't care. Would anybody else out there care? Like, why is this an issue? Because the Young Americans for Freedom would rather sit around and do this stuff than go to Iraq? Back their leader?
No, you know, they got to have...
I mean, what is their I've asked this a million times on the air. What is their thing about gays and lesbians?
They can mobilize the forces, their supporters.
You know what else? I'll tell you something else about it, too. In their minds, gay and lesbian is a negative term. So is liberal.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't like us very much. So they lump everybody together.
So, our kids... And are we, as a society, richer because we teach this stuff? We teach gay, lesbian, bisexual, and gay literature in school, in college, at CU. Are we richer for this, or are we poorer for it? Well, I would say we'd be richer.
Yeah.
Plus, is this class elective or required?
No, these are elective class.
Well... So you don't like it, don't take it.
Yeah, it's not like this is something in high school. If it was a required course in high school, then I think a lot of people might have a problem with it. But.
Now, I'd almost bet you that the Young Americans Foundation and the Young Americans for Freedom, or whatever they are, I believe they're known by the acronym YAF, if these two groups are together, I'll bet you they support what's going on in Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
I've never understood why it is they're not there.
Well, I remember when I was in high
school. Why are there any college Republicans at CU? Why aren't they off fighting? If they think that this is all such a good idea and that the leadership in this country is so good and that they're so conservative.
Yeah. But, well, maybe it's like Dick Cheney. They have better things to do. When he explained his, what, 5 deferments.
Yeah.
How did he get those deferments, anyway?
Oh, probably because he knew somebody at the draft board. I don't know that for a fact. I'm only guessing. All right, so is the lesbian, bisexual, and gay literature class at CU, is this proof that there is liberal bias on college campuses? Because there, obviously, in these folks' world, the Young Americans Foundation's world, there are no conservative... gay people.
But we know that's not true.
What would it be like to be conservative and be a member of the... I mean, be a conservative gay and a member of the Republican Party?
Yeah, I had a talk show host I worked with in Miami, a guy named Al Rantel.
Oh, yeah, Alice in the Palace. I know Al.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
who was... Yeah, he was. You're right. He's a self-hating gay person. Yeah, well, there are self-hating Jews. I know a few of those. There are a lot of people that are like that. All right, anybody want to comment on this? 303-713-7600. I'm not sure what the question is I'm looking for here. I just find this to be really bizarre that a lesbian, bisexual, and gay literature class is like proof of liberal bias. What do you... You just don't teach that literature? You just ignore it?
They probably boycotted Brokeback Mountain, too.
Yeah. Or how about Boys Don't Cry? Maybe we shouldn't have had that film out either.
How about the Teletubby with the purse?
Oh, the Teletubbies. Yeah, we should yank them off of of PBS and get Bert and Ernie off there, too.
Oh, that's definite.
Yeah, let's abolish all gay symbols in America.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Wednesday, February 14th.
Get progressive about your career. You listen to AM 760, now you can join the team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and want to help business owners market to AM 760 listeners, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to maxbrooks@clearchannel.com today. Political affiliation is not a consideration. For a complete list of all available positions, visit clearcareers.com. That's clearcareers.com. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell 2 stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-889-9671. That's 1-800-889-9671. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-889-9671.
Look, the news is still tough.
Ed Schultz.
There's more dead people in Iraq, and I don't think it's going to catch the attention of the Senate unless a senator is in one of those choppers that go down. I mean, that's the sense that I get. It's the war, senators. Another helicopter down. More American lives are lost. More money that's going over there unchecked. Don't you feel somewhat helpless as an American out there? I do.
Ed Schultz. Weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I feel like, heck, we voted, didn't we?
Good morning, 8:21, 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. Chance of rain and snow today, high of 46. Jay Marvin and John M. and John Turk here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. CU Gay Literature Class, target of conservative group's ire. These people really believe, they really believe, though, that this kind of, that people are that outraged about gay and lesbian people? Or is that dying off?
I think, you know,
Because they keep playing this hand over and over again.
Yeah, and I don't think it's working, because every survey I've seen in the last few years indicates that young people these days, they're less racist, they're less homophobic. But it may still be playing in Peoria, but it ain't playing too many other places.
Their whole deal is about attack. Gets old.
Well, but what else do they have? The Republican Party is a party of haters. If they don't have somebody, even Cal Thomas said that one time, that the problem with the Republican Party was they need somebody to hate. Yeah, but
that it's not enough to be ideological.
Pure.
At odds. No, it's not enough to be at ideological odds with somebody. They hate them and consider them the enemy.
Yeah, but I don't think that segment on the left is anywhere near as large as that segment on the right. That seems to be the majority on the right.
Well, if there are people who are conservative who don't feel that way, then they need to start speaking up. Because they're getting overshadowed. Because everything out of that camp is just vicious attacks.
Well, that's why there are so few.
In other words, you know, if you don't want a lesbian, bisexual, gay literature class at CU and you think that's wrong, then start some other class of your own. I don't know what you'd call it, but, or don't go.
Neo-Nazism in literature?
Fascism in literature. White male straightism in literature.
Angry white men. Angry middle-aged white men in literature.
Yeah, I think CU should invite me to teach and give me an honorary professor's post. And the class I can have is angry white males in the mass media. Since I've worked among them enough of my life. Right?
You could do a feminist course, too. Angry white males and the women who love them.
Yeah, and who imitate them. Laura Ingram. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So I wanted to bring up a couple of points, but and the first one goes directly to what you guys were just talking about. I think that maybe this group actually supports affirmative action. I'm making a little jump here, but they're against the fact that CU has one course in gay literature when if what sort of rest of courses to see you teach in terms of literature, rhetoric, et cetera, what have you. They're all, although not necessarily documented as straight, they're everything but. So the fact that there are probably hundreds of courses in literature that have nothing to do with sexual orientation and one that is means they apparently want more courses that are for straight literature, and therefore they're actually saying they support affirmative action. Again, jump of logic. The second point I wanted to bring up.
I hear what you're saying, but wouldn't most literature, by definition, be straight?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so the other thing I didn't realize until talking about Young Americans for Freedom, Young Americans for Freedom, and as soon as you said the acronym, I remembered it. That we've documented a couple of cases at Square State that these folks in they're relatively active in Michigan, big supporters of Tommy Tancredo. Little Tommy, and also I believe I don't have the I could search for it back at the blog, but they have definite ties to or listed as hate groups. In particular, one of them in talking about Tancredo was quoted as saying that he wants to smash liberal skulls in with a ball peen hammer.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes,
that's
and,
real nice.
Oh, and he also misspelled peen. We had a lot of fun of what's the correct spelling of peen.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So
what's it about those folks that this is like their whole thing? Like unbridled anger and hostility.
Sure. And and John M was talking about you guys were both talking about, is there hate on the left? Conservatives have often complained about all the Bush haters, but I think, we have valid criticisms of our current president. It doesn't come from just raw, unbridled hate. You look back at the previous president and how much conservatives hated Clinton, and where concerns? Why conservatives hate gays so much, it comes from two areas. One is that since the fundamental radical Christians think that gays are evil, continuing to bash on that builds up those groups' power and keeps those people riled up and voting for Republicans. And two, the fact that so many gays and lesbians, as an overwhelming majority, just like Republicans don't like black people, and some of that is racist, but some of it is also that, African Americans, gays and lesbians, vote overwhelming for Democrats. So if we attack them, it keeps them down.
Yeah. What I don't get about them is, and I've asked this question numerous times on the air, I guess I'll ask it until the day I go to my grave. Why the hell they're so angry? Now, everybody gets angry.
Sure.
Everybody gets frustrated. Everybody gets tied up in knots. But they seem to be continuously tied up in knots. And then they seem to be continuously hung up on the idea that they're constantly getting cheated out of something. Like this whole idea of, oh, my God, there's a lesbian, bisexual, and gay literature class at CU. How liberal and terrible.
Yes.
Like, they're missing something when I think most of us would agree that probably 90% of the literature written is straight.
Sure.
What are they? Who's robbing them of what?
Yeah. Well, and of course, if conservatives actually would bother to actually take a gay literature course, they might actually learn something. But Paul Wellstone used to talk about I forget exactly how he phrased it, but he talked about trying to reach voters' hearts versus reach voters' minds. And people on the left, Democrats in general, I think tend to do a bad job at reaching voters' hearts, which is really what motivates a person to do something, to vote, to whatever. And the tired old phrase, "Will somebody think of the children," is going directly at somebody's heartstrings and pulling on them. And for the Republican Party, they use fear to get at somebody's heart, to motivate them, to get them to vote, to get them to, you know, do so many other things, to contribute money. That's a big one.
Yeah, we also, for the most part, too, eat our own.
Yeah.
Where they don't engage in that kind of activity. They're all united in their outrage and hate. So they all stick together while we beat each other up.
Well, I think you see a good amount of that eating their own in terms of there are a lot of conservatives that do not like John McCain. There's a lot of things that he's gone back on his word. Same thing with Rudy Giuliani. If we could go through the whole list of everybody on the conservative side that's running for president, and you can read a lot about on right-wing blogs, et cetera, what have you, about how all these candidates are horrible. They throw the name... The term "rhino Republican" in name only.
Yeah, they don't. But they don't get crazy like we do.
Okay. No, you're. Yeah, that's a valid point.
I mean, when it comes down to the end of it, when you put the period on the sentence, they'll stand in line. Not us.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, we
absolutely
won't do that. We won't do that. In other words, they operate by the old theory of, which I think is very valid: get 80% of what you want or 75% of what you want. That's a hell of a lot better than getting nothing of what you want. We operate on the theory of, I got to have 95% of what I want, and if I don't get 95% of what I want, I'm not going to play the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that comes directly from all the complaints about Senator Salazar, who, you know, 90% of the time has been great for Colorado, and for those on the left, maybe 5% of the time, you know, we have a legitimate complaint.
Yeah. See, I agree 100%. You and I are on the same page. John, thanks, yeah, man. Great call.
Have a good day.
All right. He's right.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's the University of Colorado Boulder Department of English. Here's the spring schedule of courses. Intro to Women's Lit. Well, no, we can't have that. Masterpieces of Brit Lit. Well, they're allies, so that's okay. Masterpieces of American Lit. Yeah, that's America.
American.
Literary Analysis. No, we can't have that. Because we don't want people to think too much. Shakespeare. Wasn't he bisexual?
Jury's still out on that, I think.
Modern and Contemporary Literature. Bad. See, these things are all liberal courses. They're all communist-inspired.
The only thing we should be teaching is the Bible.
Ooh, listen to these courses. Intro to Lesbian Gay Literature. Native American Literature.
Uh-oh, that means Ward Churchill.
Femme Theory, Film, and Media.
Femme Theory?
Yes, feminists.
No, the feminazis.
Asian American Literature.
Nope.
Hey, don't those people just build cars?
Yeah.
Gender Indian Novel. Contemporary Ethnic American Literature. And U.S. Cold War Culture.
Sounds commie to me.
I'm not letting my kid go to school.
No. I'm going to homeschool my kid.
That's right. All the way through college. Oh.
Yeah. It's amazing.
God, I would hate to be homeschooled, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, how do you develop a social life?
Well, you play with the neighborhood kids.
Yeah, but...
Then you turn out to be like 18 or 19 years old, and you have to go out in the world, and you don't have any idea what other people are like.
Yeah.
Hey, Bodie Miller, you know, the Olympic skier, he was homeschooled. And he partied at Olympic levels.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, that's another problem, too. All right, 303-713-7600, three lines open if you want to get in this discussion about the CU gay literature class, and also why it is the right, which is my ongoing theme on here, why it is they're just crazed by all this stuff. Why they are the way they are.
Because they think it's pushing the
Well, you know what it is?
Homosexual agenda.
Well, you know what it is? You think they're threatened?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be terrible to wake up every single morning and be that paranoid and threatened?
You know, that's their reason for existence.
Oh, my God, somebody's going to get me.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a dangerous world full of dangerous people, and you just don't understand the post-9/11 mentality.
If you knew what we knew.
If you knew what we knew. Right. If you could see what we could see. If you had any idea of what's going on out there.
I see all the reports. I see all the intelligence. I don't talk to my father. I talk to the higher father.
Yeah, we'll vouch for the authenticity of curveball. 8:36 past the hour. Gina with traffic.
Jay, I'm already seeing some of the congestion shake loose. Still have I-25 running pretty busy southbound into downtown. Northbound, you'll be catching those delays through the bridges. Both the Boulder Turnpike, 6th Avenue, a little bogged down approaching your I-25 merge, and some stop-and-go remains along the southbound side of 225 through the Tech Center. No wrecks or stalls right now. Weather outlook today, morning clouds and flurries, then partly cloudy by this afternoon, high of 42. Right now, mostly cloudy, 35 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
AAA keeps members on the go. You're covered as a driver or as a passenger in any car 24 hours a day.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Large corporate companies don't give you the best customer service or print when it comes to getting your digital images printed. Motophoto prides themselves on providing you with quality customer service and digital printing. Whether you need a simple 4x6, a large 30x40 print, or even a professional portrait, Motophoto will take care of it for you. Located on the corner of Colorado Boulevard in Mexico and Denver, on the corner of 2nd and Milwaukee in Cherry Creek, and the Village Shopping Center in Boulder. You can also check them out online at motocreation.com. Mention this ad and receive 20 4x6 digital prints for just 12 cents. Stop by Motophoto today.
All you make all year. Find out how you could cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 50%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-448-8133. That's 800-448-8133. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-448-8133.
All right, everybody, I want you to raise your hand if you're stuck in a dead-end job. You know who you are. Crummy paycheck for a lot of work. Well, here's the tip of the century. There's a surprising industry that's on the verge of a huge boom. I'm talking about 200,000 jobs that'll need to be filled. It's the automotive technician industry, working on vehicles, making repairs, that kind of stuff. And get this, the average starting pay is more than $38,000. Heck, some technicians are taking down more than $100,000 every year. Best of all, you can try a free automotive course online from CBT Direct, but only for a limited time. The number to call is 1-800-400-1966. Are you ready for a lot of job offers and very competitive pay? Then you need to call now to try the automotive course free by calling 1-800-400-1966. Demand for technicians is growing fast, so call today, 1-800-400-1966. That's 1-800-400-1966.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:39, 39 minutes past the hour. J. Marvin living in a white man's world, so get used to it. John M. and John Turk. Chance of a rated snow high today, 46, 30% chance of snow. Go to am760.net to IM us. Just hang out with us on the phones at 303-713-7600. We're talking about the CU Gay Literature class, about the fact that a conservative group is upset about this, and, oh, my God, we're going to teach this in school, and it's a group of literalism. And about the fact that these guys always have targets. Gay people, immigrants.
Black burners.
Whatever. They're after them. Let's go to Jack in Denver. Jack, you're on AM760. Good morning.
How you doing, man?
Oh, doing okay.
I just got a quick point to make about the gay and lesbian classes and everything. First of all, do you know what their syllabus is? Like, what exactly they study in the course?
No, have no idea. Never seen it.
Well, one of the things, they could comprise an entire course on gay and lesbian literature and study nothing but classics, from Shakespeare to Homer to Plato. You ever read Plato's Symposium?
No, never have. I tried to read Plato, but got bored with it.
Plato's Symposium is literally, it's just speeches collected from different people at a party, and all these guys are essentially making speeches on the nature of love in order to convince their host, a young man, that they should come sleep with that guy in particular, the guy making the speech.
Huh.
It's all about homosexual sex.
Well, you know that would never be taught in to like mainstream.
Yeah, maybe
it would never be taught like in high school or in a philosophy class or I don't know.
Well, I learned it in undergrad at a small liberal arts school. Maybe it can't be taught at a big school like CU or something. But
well, maybe it does. Maybe they do get into it. I don't know.
Another great example is Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. Are you familiar with that play?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I mean it's all about a girl who dresses up as a boy.
Right.
And the boy, as a girl, suppose falls in love with a duke, a man, and so there's all kinds of sexual overtones with that. But there's also a duchess who falls in love with a girl dressed up as a boy, and so there's connotations of lesbian love, homosexual love, all kinds of different stuff. Gender roles like crazy. And it's just, it's all throughout the classics. And to say that stuff like this shouldn't or couldn't be taught because of liberal bias is just asinine.
Yeah, you know, that was the genius of Shakespeare. Just about anything in the realm of human emotions or thought, and he thought of it 400 years ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really true. So how would you keep that stuff out of any kind of mainstream literature class? You couldn't.
No, you could. That's what I'm saying. It's just because they call it GLBT literature, you know, then they get all pissed off.
But see, I think these people, I think these groups, I think they're one step away from book burning.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I really think if you really sat down with them and said, "All right," they would go through and take everything out they find objectionable and destroy it.
Yeah,
I really believe that.
Harry Potter promotes witchcraft.
Yeah, they've got all these wacko theories. Jack, thank you, man. Good call.
Thanks, man. Thank
all right.
You.
Well, they do. They have. I think they're book burners at heart.
Yeah.
Because they're always upset about something in the library. They're always upset about something being taught somewhere.
They're just not happy unless they're upset.
Well, do you run around screaming about creeping conservatism in schools? I never do.
No.
You know, if they want to teach, like, Edmund Burke or whatever the thing is, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Why? Why are these people so upset?
You know.
Does the right get so crazy about
I've
this?
Always felt the kids should be exposed to a wide variety of views and philosophies. My kids are conservative.
Is knowledge power or is ignorance power?
Knowledge is power.
Yeah, well.
But see, my kid, I don't have a quibble with him because he reads Ayn Rand and, you know, other conservative literature. So at least he's thinking about what he's doing.
She'd be considered libertarian, though, wouldn't she?
Yeah. But it's kind of interesting, because, you know, it seems like the libertarians are moving farther away from the Republicans as they get more and more.
Well, because they don't want the government fooling around in their bedrooms and spying on them and stuff. I mean, on that part, you know, I find a lot of agreement with them. Peter in Longmont. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, first of all, welcome back. And secondly, I wanted to chime in on this subject because I took a couple of gender studies classes.
Okay.
Back in the day. And this was a little bit, I want to talk about gender studies classes in general a little bit as opposed to specifically gay and lesbian bisexual studies, because to me they're all of a piece. To my way of thinking, we just don't teach the genders how to get along in the first place, and that certainly gay, lesbian, bisexual studies is an important part of that, but the conservatives in general don't approve of gender studies very much across the board. I remember taking a wonderful class called Images of Men in Literature, which was worth about, 10 years' worth of psychotherapy for me within just one semester. And I remember the professor had told me a story about a previous semester of the same class where a couple of parents who were Christian fundamentalists had said that they forbade their daughters to read anything that had to do with extramarital sex or whatever, and they had to write an entirely different curriculum for these girls. They insisted on taking the class, but they had to completely come up with a different syllabus for them and create an independent study field. But to me, that's an example of something that the professors at CU have been willing to do to accommodate some of these people. The Images of Men in Literature class was very, very enlightening, and it was an extremely wonderful roundtable discussion that opened up all kinds of discussions from the materials that we were assigned, and it was just very informative and very engaging. And then the next semester, to kind of be fair, I took a women's studies class called Contemporary Issues. And that class, unfortunately, was just plain downright depressing because of what it had to cover. I mean, everything from date rape to domestic violence to sexual harassment in the workplace to how badly women are off sometimes when they devote 16 to 20 years of their lives to raise kids and then their husbands decide they want to divorce them. And they find out that they're back out in the job market with no skills.
Well, that unfortunately is part of life.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and you know, to go back to the other thing you were talking about, how do you teach literature if you yank everything out that has anything to do with extramarital affairs?
Oh, right, exactly. I mean, it's just the mindset that you can see. Because to my way of thinking, we have a situation in the world where between the divorce rate and the violence rate and everything that's going on, it's like if we don't address some of these things, then we're just sticking our heads in the sand. There is absolutely no reason to bring them up if our intention is to just leave everything as the terrible status quo that it is right now. And it just, I think it really chaps a lot of conservatives because gender studies classes in general tend to, you know, look at our gender and sexual identity assumptions and just poke the dark underbelly a little bit to see what's going on, to see why there is so much tension and strife and misunderstanding. So I think that gender studies in general, if you wait till the university level, because these kids are, you know, not in high school, they're not in, you know, that kind of vulnerable and impressionable anymore, they ought to be able to think for themselves by then. But I think that having these kinds of studies available is one of the most wonderful developments in higher education.
Yeah, you know what it is? It must be that it threatens them.
That's what it is.
That's the only thing I can figure out.
That
it threatens the position that they're in, and that they hate change so much, and that they hate any kind of shift of anything, that it literally drives them to all of these extremes. They also have to be people that are very, 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 very easy. It must be very easy for them to hate or dislike. Peter, thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, man.
You know, it's an old cliche that knowledge promotes understanding. Understanding promotes empathy. And these people do not want to be empathetic toward the people that they consider to be enemies.
Yeah. Here, but always do the same thing about liberal academics. And then the people who listen to them go, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that's what's going on there. Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
Without really knowing what's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, what is exploring something and getting into knowledge and, you know, finding something out? What is that like? Why is that considered to be a bad thing?
I always found it exciting.
Yeah, even if you go and you just disagree. What the heck? 8:50, it's 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina now with traffic.
Thanks, Dave. Got a pretty nice ride right now. Not a lot to be concerned with. Just a little stop-and-go still that remains along the Boulder Turnpike eastbound Federal to Pecos. Same situation if you're on eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City and eastbound 6th Avenue at that I-25 merge. We're looking much better now along I-70. Have no delays reported either direction there. Looks like southbound 225 still a little lined up through the tech center. Weather outlook today, some morning clouds, flurries, partly cloudy, though, by this afternoon. High of 42. Right now, mostly cloudy, 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't risk that important presentation with drab-looking handouts. Hurry into Office Depot for all your design, printing, and shipping needs. From a few copies to bound presentations, Office Depot can help. Bring in your documents or submit them at OfficeDepot.com. Let Office Depot lend you a hand.
Al Franken.
On the next Al Franken show, it's a promo writer's paradise, as Newsweek's Jonathan Alter, David K. Johnson from the New York Times, and edgy young comedian Norm Ornstein, who dares to say what we're all really thinking, stop by for a show that practically sells itself. Don't miss the show before the show before the final show. Next time on Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:50, it's 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You've heard this advice from married people. You should never, never go to bed angry. But if you're disagreeing about that worn-out innerspring mattress, the bed could be the very problem. And you're not alone. 9 out of 10 couples disagree about how firm the mattress should be. My answer? Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort. Just ask Mary. You get the best night's sleep ever. With a Sleep Number Bed, each side of the mattress can be set to your ideal level of firmness and support. And that's your Sleep Number. I call this dual adjustability. This personalized comfort is a result of the Sleep Number Bed's air chamber design, a simple concept that now gives you control over how your mattress will feel. And this comfort isn't just for couples. Even if you sleep alone, finding your Sleep Number will mean a more comfortable position for your body, allowing you to fall asleep faster, sleep more deeply, and wake up feeling refreshed. My Sleep Number is between 75 and 80, but as I lose weight, of course, it's beginning to change. And I'm getting about to the point where I may go down below 70. But I get the best sleep. I really do. And that's because I can personally set the bed every night, and so can Mary. Sleep Number beds are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal, come with a 20-year limited warranty, and a 30-night home in-home trial. Now through Valentine's Day, February the 14th, you can get no interest and no payments until 2008 on all Sleep Number beds. Plus, get a free, luxurious dual-weight comforter with the purchase of selected bed sets. That's a $250 value. Get to the Select Comfort store nearest you. Select Comfort stores located in 11 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-889-9671. That's 1-800-889-9671. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-889-9671.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
Life can be full of risks. If you're self-employed or you run a small business, you take risks every day. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you don't have health insurance, get it now. If you do, call us and see if we can get you better coverage at a better rate. The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company helps the self-employed and small business owners find affordable health insurance. Call now. 800-479-1077. That's 800-479-1077. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed and the small business owners, call Megan now. 800-479-1077. Call us 24/7. 800-479-1077 for affordable health insurance. 800-479-1077. Not available in all states.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Time.
8:55, actually, yeah, it's 8:55, 55 minutes past the hour. High today, 46 chance of rain and snow, and there's just snow all over the forecast. Jay Marvin along with you on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and it's good to have you along. We're talking about this conservative group, Young Americans, the Young Americans Foundation, being getting nuts over CU having a gay literature course. This is from Elliot. Jay, what these conservative academics seem to want is only one way to read literature. They hate how there are Marxist critics, feminist critics, and any other postmodern ways to read literature. They believe that literature and most other humanity subjects should be sacred, and the way that there is a traditional way that these subjects should function in society, and when you mess with that, then you're contributing to the demise of society, as if society is static and not dynamic. With literature, it's not seen as gay or straight literature, it's more about how to view literature. Shakespeare's plays were performed by all men, so there is automatically an interesting gender issue there. Men playing women, kissing each other, wooing each other, etc. There's a scene in Moby Dick where two characters in it bed together in the beginning, and we can look at the most look at that aspect contributing to their relationship throughout the novel. Are those gay or straight works? Not necessarily, but there are sexuality issues that, here that cannot be ignored in a complete reading. Of course, there are blatantly gay novels that feature homosexual relationships and are open about the fact, but consider that Walt Whitman was gay. Yeah, that's right. And I remember that the Walt Whitman, Lee, author of Leaves of Grass, was gay. I never could get through Moby Dick, though. So I don't really know too much about that. Van in the Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. You know, I really, really, after watching Jesus Camp, don't care what any of these conservative groups and evangelical groups have to say about much of anything anymore. That was. Have you watched that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's pretty disturbing, don't you think?
Well, I think all of that's disturbing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the thing is that I guarantee you, roots-wise, a lot of the folks that are involved in this criticism, I guarantee you, are part of the same movement, you know? And I'm just, you know, with what happened with Haggard, watching that movie, it's just, it's really, really difficult to even care when they criticize, you know, anybody else. I mean, it's a 30 million person strong, you know, movement, and a lot of them are willing to pray to portrait of George Bush.
Well,
you know, and talk about indoctrination.
I don't know. I don't think you can disregard them. I think you have to.
No, I don't think you need to disregard them, but the thing is that by, I don't even think we need to give them the time of day. I think it's great that we've got a class where they're examining, you know, gay and lesbian relationships in literature. You know, I think that we should look at everything we can from all perspectives, and I think these folks take a perspective that ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, and you know what? I think you're right about that, and leading a sheltered life pays off. I agree. Van, I'm out of time, man. Thanks.
Later.
Appreciate it. have open phones here on Monday on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalones.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
Kmart's making this Valentine's Day special with two ways to save. First, get an exclusive Kmart Scratch and Save card and save instantly on great Valentine's gift ideas, like an extra 20% off sterling silver jewelry or $3 off any Russell Stover Valentine's Day box chocolates. And then redeem your card between March 16th and 18th and save $5 off $50 purchases, $10 off $100 purchases, and $15 off when you spend $150 or more. That's a whole lot of special savings just for coming to Kmart.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Off to a very bloody start in Iraq today. A series of blasts killed 80 people in Baghdad. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan is in the Iraqi capital.
Two massive car bombs tore through a busy market in central Baghdad just after noon today, sending massive plumes of black smoke billowing into the air. The explosions killed dozens of people and wounded many more, with the death toll still rising.
To Washington, where Democratic leaders in the House are circulating a non-binding resolution opposing President Bush's plans to boost the number of U.S. troops in Iraq. Massachusetts Congressman Martin Meehan says the administration's badly fumbled its Iraq policy, including not providing enough armor kits for vulnerable Humvees.
This isn't just a matter of one or two times. This is a matter of mismanagement over a period of over 3.5 years.
The measure is expected to come to a vote Friday. Debate will begin tomorrow. The defense is launching its case at the Washington perjury and obstruction trial of former Cheney aide Louis Libby. Live to CBS News correspondent Dan Ravid was covering.
More insight into how a CIA officer was named after her husband criticized the Iraq War. The first defense witness, Walter Pincus of the Washington Post, just revealed he got the name of Valerie Plame Wilson from then White House spokesman Ari Fleischer. Fleischer was a prosecution witness here with immunity from prosecution. And the judge plans to question NBC's Andrea Mitchell tomorrow without the jury present. He said he doubts he'll allow the defense to make her witness with the aim of casting doubt on NBC's Tim.
Buried by lake effect snow during the past 9 days. One of the towns hit hardest is Redfield, where Town Justice Angela Kimball says not even skis help.
You're to your knees if you put your skis on. The snow hasn't had time to settle yet. There's so much of it that when you put your skis on, and you're right up to your knees.
Today, a National Weather Service official will be in Redfield to see if the unofficial total of 12 feet 2 inches will set a new record for snowfall in New York. Jury selection beginning today in the Miami trial of John Cooey, charged in the 2005 kidnapping, rape, and murder of 9-year-old Jessica Lunford. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. Cooey's pleaded not guilty. What's killing America's honeybees? At least 22 states are reporting the mysterious deaths of whole colonies.
What we got is we got an empty box with honey brood that's still trying to hatch out, and pollen, and no bees there.
Beekeeper David Hackenberg says whatever's killing the insects is threatening beekeepers' livelihood. Wednesday's Valentine's Day, and this morning on the syndicated Rachel Ray Show, First Lady Laura Bush confessed the president sometimes forgets. But Mrs. Bush says one of the perks of the office bails him out.
There's a White House florist, so they always send up flowers, and he
signs
her hard.
They cover for him.
Now checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 15 points, the NASDAQ off 8. This is CBS News.
Have you heard the one about the guy who's looking for a good used car and actually finds one? No, really. That's because he got a Honda certified used car. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. And now get low APR financing on all certified used Honda Odyssey and Pilot models. Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is here again. Remember your game plan for last year's Valentine's Day?
That didn't work out too well, did it? Here's a better idea for this year. Go to the jewelry store at JCPenney. They are the undisputed Valentine's Day jewelry headquarters for diamonds, gold, gemstones, and watches, all the things women just love. You can get a 1/3-carat total weight diamond heart pendant right now for just $99.99. And they have fine jewelry and watches at 20 to 60% off all through February 14th. Now that's a game plan. JCPenney.
And good morning. It's 9:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The fallout continues from a contentious pro-union bill and Governor Ritter's surprising veto. Democratic House Speaker Andrew Romanoff says he's disappointed that Ritter vetoed the bill that would have made it easier for labor groups to form so-called closed shops. Romanoff's now proposing a committee to help mend the rifts between labor and business in the state. A Senate committee today is set to begin debate on a bill that would ban almost all abortions in Colorado. The proposal by Republican State Senator Scott Renfro of Greeley is slated for a hearing in the Judiciary Committee. It would allow abortions only to save the mother's life. No exemptions will be allowed for cases involving rape or incest. Renfro says the bill is based on his belief that all life is worth protecting, even in the case of rape or incest. Daniel Kessler of Planned Parenthood says the proposal would violate Roe v. Wade and other court rulings that say any restrictions on abortion have to allow for exceptions in case of rape or incest. You recall South Dakota's legislature last year approved a similar ban, but voters later repealed it because it lacked those exceptions. You may already be on the state no-call list. Now, how about a do-not-mail list?
Every year in the United States, over 100 million trees are destroyed to create junk mail that we just throw away or recycle. And junk mail also creates over 340 million pounds of trash in Colorado alone.
Democratic State Representative Sarah Gallardi is proposing a state do-not-mail list that would reduce the amount of junk mail you get. She says charities, nonprofits, and certain other groups would be exempt. Every Coloradan, she says, gets 70 pounds of junk mail a year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Not a worry, really, around the metro areas. We wind up the commute. About the only area where you'll still run into some slowdown is southbound 25 between I-70 and Spear. That's right through downtown. So collision and stall free. I-70 looks good both directions, including out to DIA, where your security wait time is only 5 minutes. Weather today, morning cloud.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
Good morning, 9:07, 7 minutes after 9 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. I can't believe it. We've almost made it through Monday morning. Chance of rain and snow. High today, 46 snow all over the forecast. J. Marvin, John M. John M. looking for federal aid to dig out his driveway.
This just moved on the wire. The U.S. Agriculture Department has rejected a request from Governor Ritter to declare a crop disaster in 10 Colorado counties. Agency says there's no evidence farmers suffered from the blizzards that hit the state in December.
Well, you know what that's about. You vote Democratic, we'll punish you.
Yeah. The Congressman John Salazar says he's stunned that the rejection is proof Congress needs to include a permanent disaster relief program in the 07 Farm Bill to permanently secure funding for natural disaster recovery. Yeah, it sounds like a Bush administration punishment here, punitive.
Sure, because there's probably some bureaucrat that they've stuck in there, some toady.
Some friend of Carl Rove's.
Yeah, who doesn't care about the farmers.
Yep.
Only cares about politics. 9:08, 8 minutes after 9, open phones. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about. is okay. Want to celebrate the Dixie Chicks doing so well last night? We can do that too. Man, I love them.
Yeah.
I have all of their CDs. I've always loved them.
You loved them even before they started getting political.
And it made me glad that I'm not a part of country radio when they got into trouble. Remember all that, though? All that outrage about that? And then all the ridiculous crap that we went through, like Rumsfeld. Ooh, that's old Europe. You know, get the hell out of here.
Man, I'd forgotten that one.
And we can't serve French fries in the congressional cafeteria or dining room. It's got to be freedom fries.
And who was the one that came up with that?
Who was that?
Mark Foley.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was his little contribution.
I mean, like, how immature can we possibly be? That's what I want to know.
And why does
And what made it worse is I worked at a radio station where everybody was running around going, oh, yeah, hey, you know, the Dixie Chicks and the Freedom Fries. And they were going around, it's old Europe, and it is, screw the French, and everything like that. I got in there and said, well, you know what, I think I'll go to Paris this summer. I like the French. I don't give a, damn what anybody else out there thinks. I like them.
I've been there several times. I found them very friendly, very hospitable. And if you make the effort to try to speak a little French, most of them will say they'll speak English. You know, the younger ones, the ones under 30, all speak English.
Okay. Who came out looking stupider? The French or us in regards to Iraq?
Well, hands down, us.
Maybe we should put that in tomorrow's poll. Who came out ahead on Iraq? The French or us?
French.
All right.
Don't see them blowing hundreds of billions of dollars.
No, they'll let us do it.
All
right. Let's go to Gary in Brighton. Gary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
First time caller.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you. I'm a union member, and I am mad as I can be about this decision that Ritter made to turn down HB 1072. I'll tell you, if we were in France, there would be a general strike today. The guy, he's become like all other politicians. He says one thing and does another. And I tell you, I'm just so fed up with these politicians that do that. And, you know, I thought I was getting a Democrat when I voted for Ken Salazar, and he went right ahead and voted right along with all the people that Bush wanted in the Supreme Court, and I could have got the same thing with Pete Coors. And now
you would have gotten worse with Pete Coors.
Well, yeah,
because what would have ended up happening here is, at this critical moment in the juncture of this country, Ken Salazar at least stands up and is taking a correct position on Iraq. You would have gotten a Bush toady with Pete Coors.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, you know, and in the paper, we get all these quotes from all these business people and CEOs. I had to laugh yesterday in yesterday's paper, the quote from the CEO from Woodward Gov up in Fort Collins that everything, this is good for Colorado. Well, it's good for Colorado if you're a CEO, yeah. But if you're a working people, you're down in the trenches, it's not good. It's a slap in the face to all working people, not just union members. And it's ridiculous. The union membership in this state is only 10%. And he said, the guy from Woodward Gov said that that's the reason he came here, because he didn't think that the union membership was strong. And so, you know, what I say, if they don't want to come here, then don't come here. You know, if you don't want to pay a living wage where a person can buy a house and buy a car and put his kids through college, then we don't want you. We don't need you. We don't want minimum wage. We want people that can put back money in the form of taxes into the system. And you're not putting much back when you're having to live from paycheck to paycheck or less and getting minimum wage. It's just ridiculous. And every union member, every working people, every Hispanic, every black, every white, everybody ought to be on the Capitol steps next week and having a general strike in this state over this stupid thing that Ritter did. He just slapped us all in the face, and it's ridiculous.
Well, I'm not happy with it. Hopefully we'll get him on and see what his explanation is. I want to hear directly from him why he did what he did.
Didn't he say that part of the reason was he just wasn't happy? It wasn't the bill as the manner in which it went through.
Well, I don't understand what that means,
yeah,
though.
I didn't either.
Yeah, he said it was just political doublespeak. He just said he wasn't happy with there wasn't enough discussion.
And, yeah.
Well, you know what? What discussion is there? You say one thing, you do another. You know, if you say you support the unions, you say you support the working people, then by God, support them. Don't kick us in the groin every chance you get and smile on us and pat us on the back at the same time. We're tired of it.
As I said before, I'm not happy with it. I don't think anybody who is, you know, believes in organized labor is happy with it.
Yeah, and it's been a concerted effort from the time of Reagan to get rid of the unions and get rid of working people and get rid of the middle class.
Oh yeah, going back to the air traffic controllers.
Exactly. That's what I'm referring to. There should have been a general strike then, and we it wasn't done because people didn't really believe that it was a concerted effort. Well, look back now, and you can see everything. You know, these academy charter schools, it's the same thing. They're trying to get rid of the teachers' unions. You know, I mean, you name it, on down the line, every facet, everywhere you look, it's the same thing. And the big money is controlling everything, and they're so worried about the money of the unions being thrown around. The unions don't even have a fraction of the money that these people do and spend on politicians and politics. It's ridiculous.
I can't disagree with you.
No.
Because I think things are out of balance. I think they've been out of balance for a long, long, long time.
Yes,
and
they have.
I think there's a lot of misinformation that's given about unions.
Yes.
I find it interesting that a lot of the people that I talk to who have an anti-union attitude basically have never been involved in one. Or the other side of it is they might have been a member, but they never took an active role of any kind.
Exactly.
So they don't know that there are, you know, checks and balances and that there are ways to exert your agenda. Are there people in unions that are bad? Yes. Are there bad unions? Well, there are people who head unions that are less than reputable, but that's true in every walk of life, and I don't understand why people you know make these statements and then, I mean, name me anything that you can think of that involves people and you're going to have bad people involved. But
absolutely.
Does that mean that everybody is bad? No. And you're right. Working people and unions and need. First of all, here's the first thing we do that is wrong in this country. We do not teach labor history.
Yeah.
So people grow up believing that they're entitled to a 40 or 48-hour work week, or that kids shouldn't have to go to work. And that it's always been that way.
Yeah.
And any number of other benefits that you can talk about.
And it's only through the efforts of the unions that
those
things have come about.
Right.
That's right. And some of that stuff has gone on in this state.
Yes.
Like the Ludlow, Colorado
massacre.
That's right. So we don't teach labor history. We don't have an honest debate about or discussion about unions and the fact that people have a right to organize. I agree. I'm disappointed in the governor. I want to hear what he has to say about it. Hopefully he'll come on. I'll treat him in a fair manner and ask him, but I'm disappointed about it, and hopefully this thing can get revved up again and we can figure out a way to get it through. And I'm just with you, Gary.
Yeah, it just frosts me, you know, that when politicians do things like that, it just, you know, unless he turns about and he makes some other things go through that are important as far as working people go, then I voted for him this time, but I can't vote for him again. It's as simple as that.
Well, I think he'll deliver for us on health care. I think he'll deliver for us on education reform. I think he'll deliver on all of those things. But I don't know why he did what he did, but all we can do is ask him and see what he has to say.
Yep.
And I think that's really the fair thing to do.
Well, I hope another form of this bill goes through again. You know, I don't know what it's going to take, and it may be a moot issue now, but
no, it's never a moot issue now.
Well, I don't think it is, and but as far as getting people to support it, I don't know.
It's never a moot issue, man. It's never a moot issue. The struggle for unionization and labor rights is never a mood issue. It's an American value.
Well, I'll keep working for it. My dad is a retired Teamster, and I will be hopefully one of these days. And my wife's grandfather was working at the Ludlow Mines when that happened.
Wow.
So, it's on both sides of my family, so I believe strongly in unionism.
Well, we love you. We're glad you're out there, and thank you for calling, too.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
9:19, 19 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk, J. Marvin, John M., open phones, 303-713-7600.
Yeah, and, you know, I had never heard of that Ludlow Mine thing until I moved out here.
Really?
Yeah.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
Schultz, keep it locked on to my buddy J. Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, Stones, okay. 9:23, 23 minutes after 9. High today, 46 chance of rain and snow. Here's an instant message from Will. Morning, Jay. It wasn't Foley who did the Freedom Fry thing. It was Bob Ney who came up with that little pearl of wisdom. I knew Foley wasn't it, but I had to Google it. Bob Ney and Walter Jones from South Carolina did that one. Boy, I'm telling you. But where's Bob Ney? He's in jail, isn't he? And Walter Jones came out briefly against the war and then somehow went silent. So I don't know what happened to him after that. Sherry in Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I've got two things after I've been listening to you for a while. The first point is yesterday on one of the Sunday morning programs, they had someone go, I think he was a Democrat, and he said it was very difficult to get 80 senators to agree on anything. They seem to agree on pay increases, don't they?
They'd be one of the, well, I don't totally buy that logic, number one, that they don't agree. They have a tendency to vote along party lines. That's number one. I think the best example of that is John Warner, who introduces that non-binding resolution and then votes against his own resolution. I wonder how he's going to explain that to the people in Virginia.
That isn't very difficult for him to explain, because the last time he went against President Bush on one of his points, remember, about wiretapping and changing the Constitution, and he was against it, and how he was against it, and he went on and on and on, and then he Bush.
Yeah, but he chooses party every single time,
yeah,
and now we're in a critical position where the majority of this country wants some kind of a solution to the situation in Iraq, so then he's up for re-election, so now he's going to have to go back to the voters of Virginia and tell them, explain what he did, and if I were running against him, I'd ask him, why did you do this? I mean, it's kind of like the charge that used to be labeled against Kerry. Well, you voted for it before you were against it. Well, you introduced it, and then you voted against your own deal.
Right, but he keeps doing it. And you're right, he votes against party lines, but the first thing I wanted to bring up was Barack. Yesterday I saw a piece of the interview was it 60 Minutes?
It was 60 Minutes last night.
Yeah. And he had said one thing that I'm really curious about that was not questioned. He did say that he'd want to pull out the troops out of Iraq, but he wanted to keep some troops there to protect our interests. What interests do we have besides gas and contractors? I mean, oil?
I think when he's talking about that, I think he's talking about keeping some troops there to try to maintain A, stability, and B, make sure when he talks about American interests, that no Americans and no American troops are hurt on the way out. That would be one point. And then the other thing is, he talked about leaving troops in Afghanistan, and I think it is our national interest to be involved in Afghanistan,
of course.
Because that's it's our national interest to be involved in Iraq and Afghanistan in both the limited capacity of only chasing after Al Qaeda and not being involved in their internal politics, and I think that's what he's talking about.
Because if there's
Al Qaeda there, then we need to take care of that. If there's Al Qaeda in Iraq in Afghanistan, and there is, along with the Taliban, then we need to deal with that as well. We just can't turn our backs on Al Qaeda. We have to pursue them every place they are. And one of the problems is we're incapable of doing that because we're stuck in Iraq.
That's right.
And we're wasting money there, too, on top of it, which is money that could be used for prosecution of these people to go after them. And so while the supporters, like the 30% that are, or 27% that are hanging in there with Bush about this, they can't turn around and explain to you how the hell we're going to go after Al-Qaeda and Muslim extremists, which are working around the world, plus this whole thing with Osama bin Laden is a disgrace. They said the other day that the trail has gone totally cold on this. Why?
They don't. Well, it's easier to fight issues like gays and unions and things that, gays, I'm sorry, that's just uncalled for.
Well, so that's what he was talking about. He was talking about American interest is any place that Al-Qaeda operates. We have interest because we need to destroy them before they destroy us. But that doesn't mean that we have the right to go into any other sovereign nation and say to them, here's the form of government we want you to have.
That's
unless
right.
unless we're willing to allow them to come tell us what to do. And we would never accept that here, but we think it's okay to tell other people. And we've been doing this now for
hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah, and now we can't understand why these people don't like us. And what we're told is we're told some BS storyline that they don't like us because they envy the way we live. They envy American values. No, they're just tired of being told what to do.
Yeah, they don't want things shoved down their throats.
Exactly, and I wouldn't either.
It isn't our government. It isn't our people. It isn't our way of life. And we keep doing it over and over again.
We keep doing it, and we're doing it now towards Iran. We're doing it exactly now towards Iran. Now we're manufacturing a case to get involved there, where they show these millimeter shells on TV that they don't have Iran written on them. They just have letters and numbers. And people should learn from the last time this administration tried to show us something, that what they showed us wasn't true.
That's right.
So, got to question everything. Sherry, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, does anybody see that over the weekend? Unnamed sources. People who did the briefing didn't want to be named. And so what shows up on TV is these pictures of shells and other devices. But they could have gotten that any place. Now, do I think Iran is supplying weapons? Probably. Sure. Are there people in Iran that might be selling that stuff to the insurgents? Sure. But do I trust the administration to tell me the truth? Well, I just remember back to Colin Powell and the mobile labs that turned out to be devices to inflate helium balloons. I don't know. Maybe that's a question we should have asked this morning. Maybe we should ask you, do you trust the administration? Because they show you a picture of something? Do you think it's true? Didn't they pull this last time? I think they did. So now we're supposed to buy into this, and we're supposed to buy into the idea of going after Iran because they've showed us a couple of pictures in a briefing? The Iranians, by the way, are denying this. They're saying they're not involved. I think the truth lies somewhere in the middle. 9:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic, and we'll take more of your calls coming up here with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, no sign of any weather problems just yet in the metro area. Looks like traffic is running up to speed on all of our freeways. Very good shape. No surface street collisions either. Now, that storm could affect the drive tonight. I would think definitely by tomorrow. So be prepared. Chain law is still in effect right now. Eastbound I-70 over the Vail Pass. We are getting a little snow there and up to the west side of the tunnel. Weather today, looking for morning clouds, flurries. It'll be partly cloudy by this afternoon, though, with a high of 42. Tonight, cloudy, dense fog rolling in, some snow showers, low of 15. Right now, mostly cloudy, 35 degrees. I'm Tina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
KeyBank encourages you to choose your save day. Then take the money you would have spent that day and don't.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print, instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com. Today.
Large corporate companies don't give you the best customer service or print when it comes to getting your digital images printed. Motophoto prides themselves on providing you with quality customer service and digital printing. Whether you need a simple 4x6, a large 30x40 print, or even a professional portrait, Motophoto will take care of it for you. Located on the corner of Colorado Boulevard in Mexico and Denver, on the corner of 2nd and Milwaukee in Cherry Creek, and the Village Shopping Center in Boulder. You can also check them out online at motocreation.com. Mention this ad and receive 20 4x6 digital prints for just 12 cents. Stop by Motophoto today.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor.
But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
While supplies last, here's a toll-free number you can call. 1-800-500-5197. That's the number to call for your free CD. 1-800-500-5197. 1-800-500-5197. 1-800-500-5197.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
They paid paradise and put up a fucking lie. With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot.
Didn't Joni Mitchell do this originally?
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got to do?
Virginia sends me an interesting instant message. Jay, Russia sells weapons to Iran. Are we going after them? No. We're not going to do that. Hi, today, 46. It's 9:35, 35 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's open phones. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Earl in Greeley. Earl, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'm calling basically about the Employee Free Choice Act that was reintroduced into Congress last Tuesday. I had formed a union at a ethanol company in Windsor, Colorado. We won the election. We were certified on January 5th. The very next day, I was fired. These people violated every law you can imagine. They have absolutely no respect whatsoever for their employees, for the law, or anything else. And because the National Labor Relations Act has no teeth, these people can get away with this kind of action.
Yeah, and the board is stacked with right-wingers, too, so they don't really enforce anything.
I filed 6 charges with the board, and they're all pending, and they take years to get anything accomplished.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and
true.
And there's no guarantee that we'll get a contract. There's no guarantee that anything positive will come from this. And this company is so corrupt, you can't even begin to imagine. I'm going to go to Washington, and I'm going to testify before Congress. And right now we already have 232 people in Congress that are co-sponsors of this bill. I don't know how many in the Senate, but I'm going to testify, and I'm going to tell them just how crooked this company is and how lopsided. It's like attacking an elephant with a BB gun. These people hold preeminent power, and to create a union and to get the things that make life worth living, the American dream, you can't imagine. And just the minute these people get the opportunity, they fire the people that supported the union.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's been going on in this country for a long time.
And by the way,
Or they transfer you out and put you on some kind of shift that they know is bad for you, or they figure out some way to get... Yeah, you're right. They figure out some way to get rid of you. It's been going on for years and years and years.
And I was at the same rally with you that Ritter, where he stated that he was going to back the working people in this state. And I'm sorry, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Bill Ritter's a liar. He promised something, and he went back on it because right after he had a closed meeting with business people. Those business people aren't going to back him the next election. As soon as there's a Republican, they're going to dump on him, just like he just dumped on the working people. And
well,
he'll get educated.
We have to find out what he has to say about it. I want to hear from him directly before I before I say anything. I mean, the only thing I'll say is what I said before. I'm disappointed by it, and I don't like it, and I hope that there's some way to revive it, revive the bill, and I think there's, I hope there's some way to get it, you know, signed and into law, and I think it should be easier for working people to organize, not tougher. So I'm not happy with it, but we'll see what he has to say.
Well, unless someone has tried to climb that grease pole to create a union, they're never going to understand. And you were right when you said that most people have no good knowledge of the history of unions. As a matter of fact, most people don't even understand the basic workings of unions, let alone the history.
No, they operate on what they operate on the myth they're told and the stuff that they're given, and not their own personal experience. And that's a real shame. It's a shame because you know, unions are unions can be good, and they can also be bad, but they're only as good as the people who are involved in them. So you got to be involved, and if you're involved, they can be very, very good. They're like anything, they're like anything else in life.
Yep, that you're absolutely right. And the thing that people don't get is it isn't some giant monster that's eating children. What it is, unions are the individual people in whatever plant, wherever they're working, that make the decisions. It's not the international that's making the decisions. The people on the ground, in the plants, in the factories, they're the ones that are making the decisions that affect them directly.
Well, to me, the answer is this. You know, if employers don't want unions, then pay wages and benefits. That's my answer. You don't want them, pay wages and benefits.
Well, this
if you don't want to pay, if you don't want to pay wages and benefits, then this is exactly what you're going to get. And working people have a right to band together and have a right to form a union. And this idea of throwing roadblocks in front of them to stop them from doing it is ridiculous. And a guy sent me an email asking me about my feelings about this, and I said, if the majority of the workplace votes to unionize, then if you don't want to be a member of a union, then find another place to work, because you lost out democratically.
Yeah.
If it's fair and open and there was no hanky-panky.
Well, the owner of this company said, just start your effing union, and it won't make any difference because we're going to bust you anyway.
Well,
the very first thing he did is fire me.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, and union busting is a... Listen, let me tell you something. Union busting is a fairly good and profitable business.
Yes, sir, it
that
is.
That pays big bucks to people who go around and do stuff like that, and they do things everything from creating dissent and tension in the workplace to acts of vandalism that they then later blame on the union. They do all of those kinds of things.
Their attorneys told them to outright violate the law.
Yeah, because you can get away with it under the National Labor Relations Board. But,
exactly.
And that's one of the things that we ought to change in the coming years in this country.
Well, that's why your people need to read the Employees Free Choice Act. It's online. And that's the bill that was reintroduced last Tuesday. And once they read that, they'll understand why it's so necessary to even things up a little tiny bit.
All right, I got to go because I got to take a break here. We're gonna get the governor on. Thanks, man.
I appreciate you letting me on.
You bet. 9:41. It's 41 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rick Morgan with traffic, and we're going to see if we can get Governor Bill Ritter on next.
Jay, the drive around town is in pretty good shape on the highway. Still a little crowded on that southbound drive coming down from I-70 to 38. Then it breaks loose, and across downtown looks pretty good on both sides of the highway. Through the bridges, no worries there. And around the tech center, seeing good speeds. No problems on I-70 on either side of the city. Or heading into the high country, westbound looks pretty good up to the Eisenhower Tunnel. But there's some snow on the west side of the tunnel. Also, the chain laws in effect. Again, for eastbound over Vail Pass, so pretty rough on the other side of the tunnel. And, of course, that's moving our way. Weather forecast for the day, partly cloudy and cool. Rather chilly by this afternoon, that high of 42 happening early. Cloudy tonight with snow showers developing, a low of 15. And then big change for tomorrow, cloudy, snow showers, high of only 24. Right now it is 40 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Albertsons reminds you that Valentine's Day is this Wednesday. Get your sweetheart a beautiful bouquet of a dozen premium long-stemmed roses.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Aha. Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer. And save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
133. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you could cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 50%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-448-8133. That's 800-448-8133. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-448-8133.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. In a recent study, 34% of all women polled agreed that if my dog was a man, he'd be my boyfriend. That's what my wife says about Jackson, and of course, Coco is another matter. listen, you know what? We have used Purina One since the very beginning, and it has done nothing but pay off. People who see our dogs always comment on their energy level, the brightness of their coat, the shininess in their eyes, their teeth. Tell you, if you have not seen a healthy difference from using Purina One, and the difference of Purina One can make, then you got to call now. 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and you'll receive a free coupon for a 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Don't wait. Call today. 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. You can pick up Purina One and all your pet needs at PetSmart.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All the ragmen draw circles.
This man won Best Folk Album in the Grammys last night.
I'd ask him what the mail
Robert Dylan. Bob Zimmerman.
Robert Zimmerman.
My hero. I love this guy.
He's from Minnesota, I think.
Yes.
Ian Prince.
Yeah, he's from the Iron Range of Minnesota. Hibbing. 9:46, 46 minutes past the hour. High today, 46 chance of rain and snow. AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're waiting for Governor Bill Ritter, who's going to give us a call here shortly, hopefully. And we'll talk to him about 1072, and we'll see what his side of it is. Because I like him too much to be angry with him. I can just disagree with him, and we've got him on the line. Governor Ritter, good morning, and nice to have you on the show.
Hey, Jay, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, and John M. is here with me also.
Hi, John.
How you doing there, Bill?
I'm good, thank you.
Call him Governor. That's his title.
Well, I knew him as Bill, and it's kind of hard to call.
Nah, it's not hard to call him Governor.
All right, I'll call you Gov. How's that?
He is the Governor. Okay. You once said to me, this is not too long ago, you said, if you have areas of disagreement, let's have dialogue. So let's have dialogue, but I want to hear your side of it. People are angry about 1072.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about why you vetoed the bill?
Yeah, you know, I think, first of all, the Rocky Mountain News did me, I think, a big favor in printing our veto message in total. I've never seen that before, Jay, because in that veto message, what I'd like to do is have people read that. That really is the full explanation. It says that I support in principle the changing of the Labor Peace Act, but You know, part of what I said in my State of the State, and apparently some people didn't hear me, is that we're going to do business differently here. And then I said we're going to reach across, you know, we're going to reach across the partisan divide. We're going to try and work together. I know there are going to be things where we will not solve things in a bipartisan fashion, that they're going to come to me on a strict partisan vote. But the way 1072 came out, it was the first thing out of the chute in that committee, and even the way some people talked about it, there was a certain, I think, I would say almost arrogance about the fact that because the Democrats controlled both houses and because I was the governor, this is how it was going to be and this is how it was going to play. I did believe that that caused for the sides to get very polarized and not work with each other on it. I feel really badly, actually, that Joan Fitzgerald and Andrew Romanoff both, you know, held their respective houses together so that the bill could come to me and come to my desk. And I understood that, you know, there were senators and the Republican senators, when that was on, I believe, second reading, that just behaved in a shameful fashion. I included that in the veto message. But the fact of the matter was, I just heard again and again, Jay, that people didn't want problem solved this way, and we have so much to do for working people in this state. There is so much that we can accomplish as part of our agenda over a four-year period that I felt allowing us, you know, allowing that bill to be signed and go into law in the fashion it had been sort of put through the process, almost as a steamroll and a shot in the face. You know, I just felt that it was important to say, I said we're going to do things differently, we're going to do them differently, and this is not the way we're going to play. And so that's all laid out in a far more eloquent fashion in the veto message, but that's the bottom line.
Now, House Speaker Andy Romanoff is now proposing a committee to help mend the rifts between labor and business. This sounds like a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I think that's right. And, you know, I mean, it comes in part because of the veto, and we'll participate in that as well because, you know, I really do have, I think, good relationships with labor and great sympathies for labor and the kinds of things that are their concerns. They've got a lot of public policy concerns, and they're things we need to work at. But if we think we work at them by behaving like a steamroller, then this is going to be about a two-year gig for the Democrats, you know. It will not last because the public won't tolerate it. That's the point, Jay and John.
All right, so you would be willing to be involved in, and you would encourage a bipartisan commission based of labor and business interests to sit down and take another look at this.
Yeah, I said that in the press conference. I said that with everybody standing in the room. And, you know, they have to decide what can come back. I think the commission that Andrew Romanoff talked about is really something that's broader than just House Bill 1072 or the Labor Peace Act. And quite frankly, I think there are a lot of other more important things on the agenda that, you know, need to have a several-year look. I've talked a lot about collective bargaining for state employees. That's something that many unions have asked me to consider. We're doing an efficiency management review in state government, and that's going to be part of how we look at state government, the role that collective bargaining for state employees can play in that. So, you know, there's just so much that's so important. This was just one of those deals that right off the bat had us back to that place where everybody had gone into their corners and come out boxing. And, you know, public policy is a lot of things, but the people of this state don't want it to be a public – they don't want it to be a boxing match. I mean, they don't mind, I think, adversarial behavior where sides – argue the differences that they have in public policy setting, but at the end of the day, to be so polarized that there are virtually no discussions about something that represents a pretty significant change in the law, you know, at least in terms of the amount of time it's existed, that's not the way the public wants us to behave. And that comes from being out there, Jay and John, and hearing people again and again talking to me about how they hope we govern differently.
All right. This has nothing to do with political capital, though, does it? Saving political capital for tough fights that may come up over health care and also education?
No, the decision wasn't made based on that. There may be a residual effect that really the rest of our agenda, you know, so much of the other parts of our agenda we're going to need to build consensus. Referendum C was a great example of, you know, the labor community, the business community, people from across the spectrum coming together and finding consensus to do something that was right for the state. We've done some really positive things, Jay, in this last month on health care. I mean, we signed an executive order that created a preferred drug list. It's the first step toward a multi-state drug purchasing pool that will lower the cost of prescription drugs. That's where taxpayer dollars are spent. Governor Owens vetoed something like that 2 years in a row. I signed the generic drug bill by sponsored by Senator Hagedorn and Representative McGeehan. Senate Bill 1, I signed that. Those were two things that we could not get accomplished. They're small steps in taking on health care as a bigger issue, and they're examples of things that are out there waiting for us to be done. But the big thing in health care we're going to do with a coalition of people that we build outside of this building. And that's why it's so important to listen and you know, hear what people say. I mean, I think there are going to be a lot of times where the business community or the labor community both, you know, may disagree with the tack that I take, and that's just part of governing. But for those things that I think you and I have talked about and both care about, how we address health care is this significant issue, how we address education, funding for higher education, those things are going to take consensus building and cannot get done with a purely partisan agenda that, you know, gives, you know, people on our side always their way without any kind of cooperation or any kind of discussion going forward.
All right. I accept that. And Governor Ritter, I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule at the last minute to come on here. And
no problem, Jim.
And you know the door is always open.
I do, and I appreciate that, and thanks for the time. And, you know, let me just finally say I really do understand that people in labor feel very badly about this, and I just hope we can convince them, and I'm going to do my level best in discussions with them to talk about how important it is that we take the long view. So thanks for giving me the opportunity, Jay.
No problem. You
take
got it. You got it every time. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right. There's Governor Ritter. Okay, so you hear what he had to say.
I think he intends to govern as a centrist.
And he's going
to
govern from the middle.
Yep.
And at times, I'm not so sure that's a bad thing.
Yep.
I disagree. I mean, I think that, I'll say it again. I mean, I believe this with all of my heart, that working people have the right to organize, but I think he makes a strong case about arguing and about partisanship. And
well, it's obvious he is not partisan. He is not going to be a partisan governor. He is not playing to the base.
Yeah, and I'm sick of people who play to the base in a lot of ways.
I think we have a new day here. With
where are we? I don't know where we are. Did we already break or did we not? And John is not in there, so we don't know. Hey, if we break.
There he is.
Do we need to break again? No, we don't need to break again. Okay. Well, it shows you how much I know.
What have we got?
This is from Jacob. Bill Ritter as well as Salazar Brothers are the best Republicans we elected. Oh, see, you know, the best Republicans we elected. As long as there is a career in politics, there will be no change in our direction of government. Okay.
No compromise.
You know, here we go. Let's let the ultra-left of the radio station speak out and beat the crap out of everybody who disagrees with them.
Right. We'll put them together with the Young Americans Foundation.
Right. Let them fight it out in the same room. Here's the thing you got to do. If you believe in 1072, then you got to encourage your state representative, encourage your senator, you know, encourage the legislature to put together that commission and see if we can't work this out. Because, and I know I'm going to get a lot of hate email for this, and you know what, for a change, I'm just going to delete it instead of trying to answer it. I think he makes a really great point. I'm sick and tired of fighting.
Yep.
And I'm certainly not going to ape the behavior of those people across the hall. Let's see if we can work things out.
Exactly.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Except when it comes to impeaching Bush.
Well, now...
No.
The thing about Bush is, I think, with that whole situation, I think he's going to be defeated by time.
Yeah.
Not by partisanship.
Yeah.
You'll see today, you'll see by the end of this week, there will be a number of House Republicans who will break away from him.
20 to 40 is what they're asking.
That's right. public pressure will eventually defeat him. He cannot defy the will of the public forever. But I think bottom line is, that's why Barack Obama is so promising, because people want someone who can work things out, not sit there and fight.
Precisely.
All right.
Good note to end on.
This experiment in progressive radio has now ended. Al Franken will be next.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
Just to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-889-9671.